Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I have a lot of extremely important news. It is the ninth day of March 2009. We're going to be live here, again, as I said, for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the third hour today, I'm going to do a detailed review of the blockbuster film that was released nationwide on Friday, The Watchmen. And we'll go over the characters, Night Owl, the comedian, Rorschach, Dr. Manhattan, Silk Spectre, Ozymandias. I have never seen such Illuminati in-your-face propaganda. It was off the charts. And yes, spoiler alert, I am going to lay out what the film covers in detail, including the ending. It's hard to even mention it right now and then not get into it. It's just unspeakable. Unspeakable. And if I would have known how New World Order it was going to be, because I've never really been into comic books, a lot of people over the years had sent me Watchmen comic books and said, you got to read this, you got to look at this. The head of the group of superheroes, Ozymandias, wears an all-seeing eye crown, an all-seeing eye breastplate. And I should have taken notes. I should have written notes Saturday night watching a 3-hour film because it was all in-your-face propaganda. Now, people are saying, why does a comic book matter? Well, the globalists are psychopaths. They like to brag. They believe they get power out of admitting what they've done and what they're going to do. And this is definitely one of those films. Because then I bought yesterday the actual Watchmen book, $40. Alan Moore, Dave Gibbons, DC Comics, one of a Time Magazine's 100 best novels. That's what Time Magazine had to say. So this is the big novel, of The Watchmen, condensing basically the whole story. And so I read through it, and so I could compare the novel to the film, and they did do a few updates, which only made it more in your face, more pro New World Order. It is serious, serious, serious business. Because remember, Fox Television ran The Lone Gunman, where the government hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control to fly to the World Trade Center, and the government uses NORAD drills, anti-terror drills, of the same targets being attacked at the same time to make NORAD stand down. And they want to do it to blame it on Afghanistan and basically start the invasion of the Middle East and Central Asia. And the government remote controls the aircraft. That did indeed then happen a few months later. And, just studying low-level psychopaths, the kind that go out and grab women and children off the street to torture them to death. They like to brag to the police. They like to leave signals. They like to warn people beforehand. It's more fun for them. And it's the same thing with this. So, just amazing. That's coming up later. Got a ton of news. Cybersecurity chief resigns over the police state here in the U.S. World Bank offers dire forecast for world economy and a lot more. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour today, I'm going to do a review of the Watchmen film. Number one at the box office, a vicious threat to the people of the world. The complete Illuminati religion revealed to everyone. And I did a little crash course on The Watchmen, as I said yesterday. Spent a few hours researching it. Several people in my office are fans of the comic and had been telling me that I had to read it and had to look at it. And then I Googled reviews of it, and most reviews for The Watchmen are saying, we don't understand it. You know, the New York Times and CNN, we don't get the ending of the movie. We don't understand it. I don't believe that for a minute. They understand it all too well. How could someone not understand this film? Who works for the establishment? It is truly disgusting. I'll give you a hint of what's coming up. They show the comedian, as he's known, a special forces killer, blow JFK's head off from behind the picket fence at the grassy knoll. To give you an idea. But all of it is for your own good. I'll just leave it at that. This is a disgusting message to everyone. In fact, I think I'm going to go see it again and write notes on it and do a more detailed write-up on the film. Just amazing. Absolutely mind-boggling. We don't spend a lot of time on comic books here, but this is a cultural phenomenon. And this is clearly a revelation of the method, predictive programming. My point is, you'll definitely want to join us coming up in 2 hours from now, because I'm going to detail this film. Okay, here's the headlines. Cybersecurity chief resigns. The government's coordinator for cybersecurity programs has quit, criticizing what he describes as the National Security Agency's grip on cybersecurity. Rob Breckstorm, a former Silicon Valley entrepreneur, said in his resignation letter that the NSA's central role in cybersecurity is a bad strategy because it is important to have a civilian agency taking a key role in the issue. The NSA is part of the Defense Department. Yes, the Defense Department is taking over every facet of society. Notice now that different heads of federal agencies, including FEMA and the deputy heads, when they have press conferences, it'll be a general or an admiral. NORTHCOM is the controlling military force over the U.S. They've announced here in Austin, you know, New York got $2 billion to put in police cameras. Chicago got $2 billion. New York got billions. Boston got billions. Austin's getting hundreds of millions of dollars to put up more cameras and microphones and listen and track the people of the city where I live, and it's all Defense Department run. So I'll get into that, how it ties into cybersecurity. Another headline here, World Bank offers dire forecast for world economy, International Herald Tribune. In a bleaker assessment than those of most private forecasters, the World Bank predicted Sunday the global economy would shrink in 2009 for the first time since World War II. Well, I have a BBC report. They actually said that it is shrinking for the first time, but more spin from the media. The bank did not provide any specific estimate, but bank officials said its economists would be publishing one in the next several weeks. Czech leader joins meeting of climate change deniers. That's right. That's the London Guardian's headline. You're a Holocaust denier, they say. It's on par with that. You're a denier, and now governments and psychiatric organizations are saying they want to make it a mental disorder to say that, A, climate change isn't normal, part of a cycle, and that, B, that it's the sun doing it. Al Gore, in front of the Wall Street Journal conference, you can watch the video clip up on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, Friday with Boone Pickens. I'm going to play this later if I have time. Was up there saying it's unanimous with scientists, and that thousands of scientists have told the UN in a unanimous report that it's man-made global warming and it's deadly. Now, meanwhile, hundreds and hundreds of those 2,000 scientists have said, we never signed on to this. We were just invited to this conference, and we went to this conference, and then suddenly our names were added to a list. And there are over 30,000 scientists and engineers and meteorologists and others that have signed letters, 30,000, saying it's a complete fraud. And by the way, the Earth's been cooling now for the last year and a half at record pace because the sun suddenly cooled. I mean, how asinine, folks. Oh, no, humans are causing warming or change. It's not the sun. The sun has nothing to do with eating the Earth. Give me a break. So we'll go over that. Headline from the Jerusalem Post, Iran has crossed the nuclear tech threshold. Iran has crossed the nuclear tech threshold. In a chilling indication that Iran's arms program is advancing steadily, Israel acknowledged for the first time that Tehran has mastered the technology to make a nuclear bomb on the same day that the Iranians announced they had successfully tested a new air-to-air surface missile. This is the same Israeli government, the same U.S. government that told us Iraq had mastered making A-bombs or hydrogen bombs. Absolute, complete, total lie. There are U.N. inspectors all over Tehran's program. It is completely peaceful. But the media doesn't care. They want to attack another country. And then they'll claim another nation has nukes, and then another, and then another, and another. Soon they'll claim that a baseball bat is a nuclear weapon. By the way, Israel has conservatively 400 high-tech nukes. Tehran, though they bill them as a bunch of crazy Islamic fascist or whatever, is not insane and simply wants a balance of power. But the CIA says they're 7 years away from having a nuke if they're left alone. Meanwhile, Israel's saying, we have to strike. We have to strike. And I'm watching the mainstream media now and seeing harder rhetoric towards Iran than we saw under Bush. So they are certainly considering striking Iran right now. Iran using nuclear talks to buy time for a bomb, says Israel. This out of the Associated Press. Iran is trying to use the talks with Western powers on its nuclear ambitions to buy time to produce an atomic bomb, Israel's military intelligence chief said on Sunday. Iran has crossed the technological threshold, reaching a military-grade nuclear capability in a question of synchronizing its strategy with the production of a nuclear bomb, said Major General Amos Yadlin told cabinet ministers. Iran continues to stockpile hundreds of kilograms of low-level enriched uranium and hopes to use the dialogue with the West to buy time it requires to in order to move towards an ability to manufacture a nuclear bomb. But he just contradicted himself in that line. With the level of purified uranium they have, all they can do is set up peaceful reactors. They can't build a bomb with that. U.S. President Barack Obama has signaled a willingness to engage in talks with Iran in a bid to resolve the nuclear standoff. The five veto-wielding permanent members of the U.N. Security Council in Germany announced last week that they were ready for direct talks with Iran to resolve the long-running crisis. You know, the issue here is the United States, under federal law, cannot give aid to any foreign country. And Israel gets record amounts of aid, basically free money, what is it, about $6 billion a year, if you add it all together, military aid and cash. If they're not a signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Act. But Israel openly has nuclear weapons and is allowed to go by rules that no one else has to follow. And that's classic with the globalist system. Everything the globalists do, you know, they're allowed to break all the rules. They don't have to follow their own rules, but then everybody else has to follow their global government rules. I mean, Russia had all these nukes. Did we have a nuclear war with them? No. Pakistan has nukes. It's actually more unstable than Iran. Does have a bunch of extremists, you know, any way you cut it, living there. Meanwhile, the United States, Israel, and Britain, you can just Google, Israel helped Pakistan get nuke. U.S. helped Pakistan get nuke. Halliburton subsidiary helped Pakistan get nuke. Bush blocks FBI investigations of AQCon. Clinton blocks investigations of AQCon. You know, they help arm these people. They distribute the weapon systems to destabilize the whole region between India, Pakistan, and China. And then meanwhile, they're shaking their finger at Iran, who isn't anywhere near getting an atomic weapon. And by the way, atomics are nothing compared, unless you have a wide-scale war. Atomics are nothing compared to biological weapons. So we'll go over that today. North Korea warns intercepting satellite will prompt counterstrike. They're saying that if anybody shoots down their satellite launch, that is clearly an ICBM test. Remember what happened 7 years ago? They tested an ICBM. It hit Alaska. And the news media spun it and said, well, it's no big deal. It was just a satellite test that went wrong. By the way, they clearly have primitive atomic weapons over there, but that's okay. Let them shoot missiles at us, and we'll just call it a satellite test again. That's no problem, though. Let's just attack Iran. They're going to attack Iran because Iran is weak, not because they're strong.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 934.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 961.25, 480.62 for the half ounce, and 240.31 for a quarter ounce. That's 961.25, 480.62, or 240.31.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to get back into Nuclear Iran, the showdown, the confrontation. What will happen if Israel strikes Iran? There are several scenarios, each as bad as the next. And we'll be going over that. Also opening the phones up later in this hour into the next hour for the full broadcast today. In fact, let's just do that right now. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Now, for years, I have seen the isolated reports out of California, Texas, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Indiana, Illinois, Georgia, right here in Austin, Texas. Every week, the Mexican Mafia, MS-13, and others murder people, kidnap people. It's in the back of the paper, if it's even in the paper. Third world countries are horrible, especially when they're overpopulated and collapsing, when they have corrupt regimes that run them. And we border one of the nastiest third world countries on the planet. And Mexico is collapsing. And finally, it's mainstream news. Finally, it's national news. Finally, the full scope of what's happening is unfolding. The main reason is because the illegal aliens are killing so many police and kidnapping so many well-to-do people that finally the establishment is getting concerned. You see, they wanted the illegal aliens to break down the sovereignty of the United States, all 30 million of them, to bankrupt the states with all the free health care and the rest of it that the feds have ordered the states, if they take federal money, that they then have to give basically free health care to the illegal aliens. Now, here's just three articles I have in front of me today. USA Today, Mexican cartels plague Atlanta. In a city where Coca-Cola, United Parcel Service, and Home Depot are the titans of industry, there are new powerful forces on the block, Mexican drug cartels. And folks, they will kill citizens, they will shoot police, they're not afraid of anybody, okay? They're not like your classic gangsters that don't kill kids. They kill kids all day long and love it. They torture women and children to death, they don't care. They'll go after police families. And I keep making the point year after year, hey, police, why are you harassing gun owners driving down the road with their legally owned firearms? Why are you harassing citizens? Why are you out writing tickets for people if they go 5 miles over the speed limit? Why are you breaking up college beer parties? Why are you feeding on us, the milk cow citizens? Why don't you deal with some of the real crime? Well, because they're not directed to. I've had the Austin police chief in the chair in my office on air twice. And I say, why won't you do anything about the illegal aliens? Oh, well, we don't want to go after them because then they won't trust us and won't come to us with crimes. Total cop-out. Pun intended. They're above the law. I've had Austin police admit to me, and I've seen mainstream news articles all over the country, that illegal aliens at these checkpoints they set up that are warrantless won't have driver's license, won't have insurance, and they just wave them through. Because the judges have told them, hey, there's nothing we can do about these people. We just release them. So they let them go. They let them go when they wreck and kill you and your family. I've seen headlines out of the Houston Chronicle where hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are released every year just in Texas alone, who've committed serious crimes. Their presence and ruthless tactics are largely unknown to most here. This is out of USA Today. Yet, of the 195 U.S. cities where Mexican drug trafficking organizations are operating, federal law enforcement officials say Atlanta has emerged as the new gateway to the troubled southwest border. Rival drug cartels, the same violent groups warring in Mexico over control of routes to lucrative U.S. markets, have established Atlanta as their principal distribution center for the entire eastern U.S., according to Justice Department National Drug Intelligence Center. That's not really true. It's Miami. It's Houston. It's El Paso. It's Phoenix. It's Tucson. It's San Diego. It's Indianapolis, Indiana. It's Chicago, Illinois. It's everywhere. And when a citizen kills a cop, they have big funerals, big lines, crying, whining, freaking out about it. But when the illegal aliens kill cops, it's all kept very quiet. Because they know if the cop unions wake up to this, the police, which are a strong force, are going to demand justice.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Way up north,
up to Alaska.
Way up north,
up to Alaska.
North to Alaska, go north for Russia's own. North to Alaska, go north for Russia's own. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92.
So what have we heard from the Attorney General, Eric Holder? He says we've got to have more restrictions on the Second Amendment because guns from the United States are going down to Mexico. That's actually a lie. Most of the weapons are being sold by corrupt individuals inside the U.S. military, and also the German government sells directly to the Mexican military, who then sells it to the cartels, which they control. And the allied crime cartels with the Mexican government are going after the smaller cartels. That's what this whole war is about. But it doesn't matter. USA Today then goes back into demonizing the Second Amendment and has a photo at the top of the page that says a DEA field agent packs up weapons. They were confiscated during a raid in Gwinnett County, Georgia. And they, again, say, oh my gosh, Mexico's collapsing. There's all this crime because the government's had an open door to these 30 million illegal aliens, all of them criminals violating the law. It's just amazing. So the headline, Mexican cartels plague Atlanta. Here's another one out of USA Today. Illegal immigrants might get stimulus jobs, experts say. And one of Obama's appointees, Robert Reich, has come out and said, you can just Google, Robert Reich says that He wants to make sure, quote, white males don't get the stimulus money, and much of the stimulus money will go to the illegal aliens because the states and the feds hire them. They use illegal aliens to build the tiny areas of the border fence they have put in. Tens of thousands of jobs created by the economic stimulus law could end up filled by illegal immigrants, particularly in big cities such as California, where undocumented workers are heavily represented in construction, experts on both sides of the issue say. Studies by two conservative think tanks estimate immigrants in the United States illegally could take $300 million in construction jobs, could take 300,000 construction jobs, excuse me, I guess it's more than 300 million, or 15% of the 2 million jobs that the new taxpayer finance projects are predicted to create. They fault Congress for failing to require that employers certify illegal immigration status of workers before hiring by using a Department of Homeland Security program called E-Verify. That's right. They put in the stimulus package that the federal database that citizens are registered through whenever they get a job, whether it's at a hot dog place or a video store, or working on a golf course, or working at a bank, it doesn't matter. Citizens have to go through E-Verify to have a job, and the feds are saying in the near future, if you haven't paid your taxes or haven't paid all your fines or fees, you're just going to be fired because they're going to tell your employer, oh, that person's not eligible to have a job. That's what Homeland Security is all about, and I'll never forget 6 years ago seeing the first head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, say on C-SPAN they were going to do that. But the illegals are exempt. I remember in Texas when they were promoting thumb scanning a decade ago to get a driver's license and a digital photo, it turned out that Texas put in a clause where the illegal aliens were basically exempt from that. It goes on to say the program allows employers to check for the viability of Social Security numbers provided by new hires. It is available to employers on a voluntary basis. That's not true. Health and Human Services through the state departments of labor and to the feds demand that you do that if you're paying taxes, if you're paying withholding. But the illegal aliens are exempt from that. Just another example of the complete lawlessness of the criminals that run the federal government. Everything they're doing is designed. Well, take the amnesty plan they tried to pass 2 years ago that they said was secret in Congress. They said, trust us, it's not an amnesty plan. And then Senator Sessions leaked the bill, got in trouble for it, not supposed to let the American people know a bill. And it said that all illegal aliens would be legalized. Anyone that wanted to come here for 6 years could come. The people that were already here could then bring their family members here. And that even felons who were in the United States illegally and had committed crimes could stay as U.S. citizens. I mean, that's the level that we're talking about here. So throw the book at citizens, squeeze the citizens, but literally worship the illegal aliens. Here's another story out of the Houston Chronicle today. Mexican cartels infiltrate Houston. Recent arrests in a mistaken killing point to a perilous presence of gangs. Houston-based head of the Mexican drug cartel cell, pumping millions of dollars of cocaine into the city, walked away. Perez, 27, was just a working guy out getting dinner late on Friday with his wife and young children at Chilo's, a seafood restaurant on the Gulf Freeway. His murder and the assassination gone awry point to the perilous presence of Mexican organized crime and how cartel violence has seeped into the city. Arrest came in December when police and federal agents got a break in the 2006 shooting as they charted the relationship and rivalries between at least five cartel cells operating in Houston. A rogues gallery of about 100 names and mugshots taken at Texas jails and morgues offered a blueprint of Mexican organized crime. Houston has long been a major staging ground for importing illegal drugs from Mexico and shipping them to the rest of the United States, but a recent Department of Justice report notes that it is one of 230 cities where cartels maintain distribution networks and supply lines. At Chilo's, the real crime boss was sitting at another table, as were the two spotters. The hitman waited in the parking lot for Perez to leave the restaurant. I just remember the guy coming up to us. He started shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting and never stopped, said Norma Gonzalez, Perez's widow. He was hit twice. And it just goes on to talk about all the murders in Houston and how bad it's getting. Meanwhile, Bernie Madoff is a circus sideshow attraction. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. It looks like Ponzi scammer and former chairman of the NASDAQ, Bernie Madoff, will be allowed to enter a plea deal with prosecutors. It is possible he may not see the inside of a prison cell, but more likely he will get a light sentence and be shipped off to one of those golf club minimum security facilities reserved for wealthy criminals. Prosecutors who have charged him with operating an alleged $500 billion Ponzi scheme notified a $50 billion Ponzi scheme notified a federal judge on Friday that Madoff had agreed to forgo a grand jury hearing, a step that is typical, a precursor to a plea agreement, reports the Business Mirror. It's not inconceivable that Bernie Madoff could avoid doing one day in jail, said Brad Simon, a New York defense attorney. And why is the system treating him with such kid gloves? Why is he allowed to stay in a $60 million penthouse? Why is he allowed to ship out kegs of gold and diamonds and jewels to his family that's now run off to South America? Why is he allowed to keep billions of his stolen goods? Because he's the founder of the NASDAQ. He's a top globalist. Because it's come out even in the mainstream news that every major international bank was tied in with Madoff, and the Securities and Exchange Commission a month ago in testimony before Congress said that it was a national security issue, and that's why they wouldn't answer questions about Bernie Madoff, and they declared presidential prerogative to not answer Congress's questions. The real numbers we've seen with Madoff is over $100 billion leveraged. Kurt Nemo goes on to say, Bernie Madoff should serve the remainder of his life in the sort of prison reserved for the rest of us. He should spend his remaining days on planet Earth with bank robbers, stick-up men, con artists, and other sociopaths. All of this is a media circus distraction. It's a way to deflect the righteous anger of the vast majority of people who are about to suffer mightily under the collapsing Ponzi scheme known as the global economy. After Bernie Madoff is packed off to prison, if he is packed off to prison, people need to call for the arrest and prosecution of the real economic criminals. It's about time the high muckety-mucks at Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, Bear Stearns, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wachovia, Fannie Mae, etc. be arrested, paraded around in orange jumpsuits, and prosecuted the fullest extent of the law, because they openly did violate thousands of laws over and over again. Hundreds of laws, thousands of times, to be technical. Of course, before this rogues gallery faces arrest, the Ponzi scheme don should be apprehended. Hank Paulson, Alan Greenspan, Bernanke, and their underlings and minions like Kashkari. The Federal Reserve should be burned to the ground and salt poured over the ashes. That's what Kurt has to say, and I agree. It should be legally done, a law should be passed, and it should be actually turn into a museum of banking crime so people understand who the real enemy is, the bankers. I don't agree with Kerr. I don't believe that that it should be leveled. I mean, we don't level Auschwitz. We shouldn't level areas in Africa where the slave ships were packed with tens of millions of humanity. It should be left there for all to see, and we should be educated about who the mortal enemies are of any free nation, the private bankers, as our forefathers warned us over and over again. And none of these globalists should be executed. They should be in public reviewing cages after they've been convicted of a jury of their peers, so everybody can understand who these people are. But don't think they're going to turn loose of power lightly, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, they've maneuvered themselves to not even get in trouble, but to pose as the saviors of society. And so they have to let Bernie Madoff go easy because he was involved in a scam fencing money out of the country for globalist operations all over the Western world, including Israel. But of course, they're not going to let Bernie Madoff get in any real trouble. They're going to go out and find some little nobodies, you know, who did a $100 million deal or a $5 million deal or an $800,000 deal that might have bent the law a little bit. Remember, Mark Cuban was going to distribute through his 2929 Loose Change Final Cut in theaters. And then I heard through the grapevine that he'd been called up and threatened that we're going to go over everything you've done financially with a fine-tooth comb, and you're going to go to prison if you release that film. So he backed out of it, and then later the New York Times released the emails because Mark Cuban released them after he was indicted by the SEC, the same ones protecting Madoff, in a stock deal for a few hundred thousand dollars where he just sold some of his stock a few days before the stock went down. Completely legal, completely lawful, something he wasn't even paying attention to with his $3 to $4 billion in holdings. Well, he's got $3 billion in cash and billions in holdings. And now the emails have been released where they were threatening him. You piece of filth putting out this 9/11 film. We're going to get you. And phone calls that were made to him with the SEC openly threatening him and then opening the investigation on him, culminating 3 months ago with his indictment. And he is fighting it. That's who the SEC goes after. Didn't steal a dime from anybody. Made all of his money through the internet, through sales of his conglomerate to Yahoo, owning sports teams and media companies. And I wasn't allowed to talk about it because it was in confidence that I learned all of this a year and a half ago. I just had to say that people have been intimidated and threatened, and then people's children were threatened as well. But I'm not going to go into it anymore. People don't want me to, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah, folks, we're told we will kill your children. That's who we deal with, ladies and gentlemen. You think I'm playing games here when we make these films? You think this isn't a game? This isn't a joke. This is the real world. The New World Order is real. So real, they sick the SEC on people. So real. People who were just looking at being producers, within days of them coming into the project, are getting home visits saying, "Do you want your children to end up dead?" Oh, 9/11 is not an inside job. They just sick the SEC on Mark Cuban and go to a producer and threaten his children. All of our phones surveilled. Everything we're doing being listened to. This happened within 48 hours before Mark Cuban was even on the project. Can you imagine meeting up, you know, at a big palace-like houses overlooking the Hollywood sign and having major producers, household names, sit there and talk about their family being threatened? Can you imagine the magnitude of how much that brings it home to you, how real this is? And then watching our own, quote, patriot movement just out of jealousy celebrate when Loose Change Final Cut didn't go in theaters because of jealousy of me and jealousy of other people like Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen was taking a huge risk doing that. Charlie wouldn't back off and told him to go to hell. And you know what happened? Suddenly you saw all those horrible news pieces about Charlie Sheen. And oh, Charlie Sheen, his ex-wife in the divorce filing said he's a 9/11 truther. He won't vaccinate our daughters. She grabbed his computers and ran off with them to the FBI, and they went all through them and couldn't find anything to nail him. And so she went out and said, well, one time I saw him looking at something called Barely Legal, which they have, of course, in hotel rooms on the TV sets now. And I know a lot more of the backstory. He was told, you shut up or we're going to destroy you. And Charlie Sheen said, you know what? That's all lies about me. You go ahead and do it. And they did it. And he survived it. But that's how real this is. People's children being threatened. people having lies made up about them? That's how real all of this is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I get up every morning and face and deal with, knowing they could kill me or set me up any day. That's not the exception with the feds. That's the rule. But I just put my life in the hands of God, and whatever God wants in my life, I don't sit there and say prayers every night telling God what I want. I just say, God, I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to tell the truth. I'm trying to have courage. I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to fight evil. I'm trying to protect the innocent. Please help me. This isn't something fun I'm doing. So many people envy my position. Be glad you're not in my position. Be glad. You have no idea what it's like to be at this level engaging the New World Order. And I know where this road leads, folks. And I'm still going down it. In fact, I've put it in high gear. I've hit the accelerator.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama Bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman in,
you know, I gotta put some Hank Williams in the rotation. I heard this weekend I was listening to I'm a Ramblin' Man.
Four-wheel drive and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Have you heard Hank Williams III's music? It's pretty good.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
I'll just leave it at that. Make our own whiskey.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
And the key to it all is you can't make us run, ladies and gentlemen.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade.
And when you can't make somebody turn tail and run and back off, that's a hard enemy to beat.
Country folks can't.
We had liberty when we wouldn't back off. When we had courage.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
We say grace.
We say grace. And we say, ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
They came from the West Virginia coal mines.
West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
And the globalists are bankrupting the farms and ranches, consolidating everything right now.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
And it comes down to that, ladies and gentlemen. I am alive because I have made all these films and written all these stories and done thousands of broadcasts. I have told the truth. I have stood up and gotten the word out, and I have committed to death, unto death, never to back off, never to turn tail and run, to resist tyranny 110%.
He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Cause you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Yeah! We are back live. Your calls are coming up in the next segment with a ton of other news. I just start thinking about all we've been through, all we've put up with. And the enemy is so desperate to try to discredit us because they know that this radio show, Infowars.com, what we do is a symbol to others to be leaders and to be bold and to stand up and to resist. And they're afraid that you're going to get that fighting spirit. They're afraid that you're going to commit 110% to the defense of the Republic. And they know that if you commit and realize who our enemy is and what their tactics are, and if we get the word out about this, that we're going to defeat these people and they're going to end up going to prison. Now, they've gone past the point of no return. They have got their pedal to the metal. They're committed. I'm going to tell the police and the military and everybody else something. You think you're part of the system. You think you're on the winning team. You've rationalized and lied to yourselves about what you're a part of. Join the Republic now. Join the Defenders of Liberty, the Sons of Liberty now. It is your destiny, and you know it in your gut. Join us. Come in for the big win against the New World Order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. I'm going to detail the Watchmen film that I saw Saturday. Total Illuminati New World Order in-your-face propaganda of a level I've never seen before, I've never encountered before. Number one film out right now. Got a lot of economic news, a lot of police state news. They're openly announcing, of course, that they are indeed going to put satellite tracker boxes in all your cars and tax you by the mile. As they prepare to put them in, they will announce they're doing it and then simultaneously announce that it's a conspiracy theory and it's not happening. That way, as resistance mounts, they just say, it's not happening. Here's the box. It's going in your car. This is not happening. Classic psych warfare. So we're going to go over that today as well. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Sarah Lynn in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for being a voice for us. First of all, I can't believe how fast things are going. I find Canada's moving forward faster than the U.S. when it comes
to
martial
law. Sarah, I want to be able to hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm not. I'm on a computer phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just saying that how fast Canada's moving forward faster than I think in the U.S. when it comes to martial law and passing bills against us as the people.
That's right. They're announcing they're going to use the Canadian military against the people for regular policing in Canada. That's been announced by major papers. That's in the stack. And, of course, in the last year, they've been having the Army show up at checkpoints in major cities, quote, to stop rowdy drinkers. And we, of course, rightfully said that is preconditioning ahead of full military occupation of Canada. And, indeed, that's happened. We're going through the same acclimation right now.
But I find Canadians don't stand together. And when you go to talk to them about things, they're asleep. One thing I wanted to bring to your attention, Alex, is that in my children's school district that this just came out, they're suspending all the students now for not getting vaccinations or proving that you have vaccinations. So my children's school are now being suspended because we are not proving that.
That's right. But again, Canada is the same as England or the U.S. There's no law. There is a waiver, but that gives the color of law, but you have to demand the religious or conscientious objector strata to be able to put your children back in the camp. But why would you want them in the camp? And I know they work you so hard that you can't be there to take care of them, so you need to, I guess, get a second or third job or your husband or whoever. That's why they want to break families up so we're not self-sufficient and so that we can be institutionalized. But yes, the schools are little prisons. And they're setting the precedent to forcibly vaccinate everybody, so look out.
Yeah, well, I just want to thank you, Alex, for all that you're doing, and hopefully we can all stand together against these powerful Luciferian control freaks.
Absolutely.
And I don't envy your position because I pray for you regularly, and I just continue to support you and hope that you are being blessed for all that you're doing for us as a people.
Well, thank you. Look, it's my instinct to fight tyranny, okay? It is my survival instinct. I'm following it, nothing more. There is no choice. You must fight or die. I am not going to roll over. When I get attacked, I fight right back. It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. I am primitive, period. I am primitive, therefore I fight. I have not had my life force sucked out of me. I have not had my soul sucked out of me. I have not had my willingness to survive sucked out of me. And to survive, I've got to risk my life. To survive, I've got to engage the enemy. To survive, I've got to go up against these monsters. I can't hide under the bed and wait for them to drag me out by my ankles and have their way with me. I've got to engage them. What you should do is go to your school board meeting with all the headlines about HPV killing all these girls, human papilloma shots, the bird flu vaccinations killing people. Just Google bird flu kills, bird flu vaccination kills, and you'll find articles all over the world. And just go there every week and read the mainstream articles about vaccines killing people and saying, now, why are you claiming this is mandatory when it isn't? Why are you lying? You go every week and you speak and you get other people to go speak and they will fold like a house of cards. It's just good people aren't speaking back to the evil, and that's why the evil's prevailing. We'll be right back.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 30 minutes of the show today, I'm going to have Greg Pound of FreeOurKids.com joining us. His children were kidnapped because a neighbor dog bit one of their children on the hand. And they were homeschooling their children. And it later came out, and the CPS lady that did it lost her job because she'd falsified reports in hundreds of cases. That was in the newspaper, but several years later, he still hasn't gotten his children back. So he's a big activist that tracks the government kidnapping children all over the country. And he's confirmed that all over Florida right now, where he's located, they are now coming and CPSing people's children, homeschooler Christian children, is who they're targeting, if they haven't been vaccinated. Now, there's no law in Florida you've got to be vaccinated with these deadly bioweapons that are killing and maiming so many. How are they doing it? Well, they just break the law, and the family courts were set up 90 years ago in the U.S. as the eugenics courts. They were known as the racial hygiene courts of the United States, and they were set up extrajudicially outside of the state chartered courts. They were just set up. There's no jury, no nothing in the name of protecting the children, which it's the opposite. There's no due process, no nothing. And they say it's endangerment to not shoot them up with all these shots. And so they take the children. There's no law, but they take the children. Now, how do they put children in jail and parents in jail that are going to government camps? They will expel you, claiming you violated the school's policy, not a law, for not taking the shots. Then, once the truancy accrues, they arrest you and your children for truancy, never telling you that you can withdraw your children anytime you want. It's all color of law yet again. So they expel the child or children. This is how the trick works. Very simple. People miss this. They trigger a criminal statute by expelling the children, but they have to give you a waiver for the policy, which isn't a law. But they don't tell the parents that. Then they tell them in places like Maryland. Remember that case where they thousands of them lined up and they had the police dogs and the German Shepherds barking at the kids and the kids are crying, "I don't want the shots." The parents say, "We don't want the shots, but it's the law. I'll be arrested." Well, no, it had been triggered because they had expelled the children, wouldn't let them in school, and then triggered law there, and then said, "Show up at this court hearing or you'll be arrested." All sleight of hand, all fraud. That's what this criminal, bestial, wicked, degenerate, viperous, lecherous government does. It's all about conning you, all about defrauding you. And the eugenicists that run the country want you to take these injections. They want the precedent set to force them on you. It doesn't matter how many people the bird flu vaccine kills. It doesn't matter how many people the HPV shot kills. It doesn't matter how many people the tetanus shot kills. It doesn't matter how many people are dead and how many people it's admitted these things are killing. They will continue the injections. It doesn't matter if all the major vaccines, admittedly, when they're tested, have different cancer viruses in them. It doesn't matter. You will take it, and you will die, because the government loves you. It is illegitimate. It is degenerate. It is a complete stinking fraud from pillar to post. Let's go back to your calls. Brett in Montana. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to ask you something about the WTO.
The World Trade Organization?
Yes, the WTO. And I'm just trying to educate myself on all of this. Cause
it's a private group set up in 1995 through treaty. The United States Congress has waived almost all of its rights over trade and over the U.S. to the foreign body. They can break the treaty or remove themselves from it, extricate themselves anytime they'd like. It's another private body ruling for the world government.
Yes, sir. And I have actually been reading a little bit about it, and I had a question for you. Because I was on their website, and they say that it's a member-driven, it's member-driven, and that it's ran by its member governments. So, meaning that the members of the WTO are actually our own governments. Is that correct?
Yes, there are representatives from the executive branch in the World Trade Organization.
Okay,
and there are seats in it. But the point is that the government itself, the legislatures or the parliaments, have signed over authority to the body. Just like the European Union has two different bodies, but rotating members from the countries run it, but the body itself has removed any power the sovereign nations had left.
Now, on their website, it goes on to explain that the areas of trade that they're in are intellectual property, services, capital, agriculture, etc.
Well, here's an example. Here's an example. Obama just put out language about how the stimulus package with bids, when they could, it needed to be given to U.S. companies to stimulate our economy. And Brazil threatened, with its membership in the World Trade Organization, to block that. And so they said, okay, we'll just give it to foreign companies. So that's an example of Congress and even the president not being able to exercise sovereignty.
Their website, they also have a list of their members and observers. 153 members as of the 23rd of July of 2008, and they even have the dates of their membership. If you scroll down past the members, it has a list of observers. And in that list, it is Holy See or the Vatican. Now, what does the Vatican have to do with world trade?
Well, it has a lot to do because...
I don't understand that.
Do you want me to answer? Is that a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll answer that. The Vatican has tens of trillions of dollars. It's one of the most wealthy institutions on the planet. The Vatican helped found the European Union under the Treaty of Rome, 1957. The Vatican openly says they're calling for world government, a new world order, and that's why Tony Blair has converted to Catholicism. I'm not bashing Catholics here, folks, just a fact, and called for a new world order so that Tony Blair can later be the head of the EU, and he's been offered that slot down the road. So certainly the Vatican is involved in trade all over the planet. And that's why you have the Vatican and the CIA and the FBI and MI5 and MI6 and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment. I would imagine, I haven't looked at the list in years, but you will see those groups as well listed in there.
Well, thank you for your time, sir.
You bet. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Bob in Connecticut. Bob, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hopefully I don't have background noise. I had static here just a minute ago. I'm trying to find out if I can. I know I can, but first of all, there's one verse in the Bible that said, "Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And I don't know if that's referring to this time or it could have been back in a depression or so on, but we are going to be facing perilous times according to everything you've been reporting. But I'd like to be able to help some people, if that's possible, if I can give a phone number, and it'll be my personal phone number.
Well, you know, we don't really like to do that because what we've had years ago was setups where somebody will call in and say they're one person and it's really somebody else's phone number, and there's some liability associated with that. And I don't really know you, Bob. I mean, you're saying you want to help people. Specifically, how do you want to help people?
Could I give a website then?
Sure, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, it's www.zimo, that's XIMO, health, health.com.
So you have a product that's going to help somebody?
Well, it gives you some energy, gives you endurance, people work out.
I got you. Hey, I appreciate the plug. It's just no other talk radio would allow that. I try to let everybody have their say, but if I let you do that, about 10 years ago, let anybody say whatever they wanted. People call up saying, I got a tractor for sale in Missouri. Okay, and you know what? If you want to plug something, you got to bring some content to the show first and then work it in. But got your plug. I appreciate it, Bob. Steve in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air, Steve.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to call. Well, I wanted to say that you have a giant heart. It's like the size of the sun. You know, it's huge. You're an amazing guy. I know you're going to do an analysis later of The Watchmen, but I just wanted to make a quick comment about it. I saw the film and I've read the comic, and you know, I followed Alan's work for quite a few years. Alan Moore. Sorry, yeah.
I know he had some problems with the film as well.
Yeah, he doesn't actually like any of his writings being turned into films. He doesn't agree with it, but he sold the rights to them, so it's up to whoever buys them to make the film, right? But I think the main point of that story is basically, you know, that that there are people who think they're good out there, like say like the Illuminati, who think that what they're doing to the planet, like whether it's annihilating, you know, millions of people, that's they wake up in the morning, think that this is a good thing, this is good for the future, it's lacking of love, but that also, like, there are still people out there like you and who are gonna like stick it to the end and know who true justice is. For instance, like the character Rorschach, to me, I mean, not saying you're crazy like him or anything, but he's sticking it out to the end and never giving up. And I think that's the real point, especially since the story ends kind of that way, you know? where, you know, it's like right to the end, you know, and willing to die for it, basically. So I think that's the true meaning of the story. But, you know, if you want to know more about Alan Moore, you know, he's got like a documentary called Mindscape of Alan Moore, and he's even asked
about... But Alan Moore is a Mason. Isn't Alan Moore a Mason?
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. And but he is asked about what he thinks about this whole conspiracy, but, I mean, you might come to the same conclusion.
Maybe we should try to get Alan Moore on the show. In fact, let's do that. Thanks for the call.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 934.40. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 961.25, 480.62 for the half ounce, and 240.31 for a quarter ounce. That's 961.25, 480.62, or 240.31.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Kevin in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide, sir. Good to talk to you.
Good afternoon. God bless you. And Alex, you have been doing an excellent job of being a patriot. Now, I'm a 91-year-old, disabled, decorated veteran of World War II, who experienced two men killed with in 6 feet of them in Germany. And I've been studying this decline of the U.S. for over 30 years. And I've spent about $50,000 and thousands of hours to keep the U.S. afloat. Now, in the White House, get this, we have a mole in control. All right, the Democrat sheep are following a traitorous shepherd, Obama, who is a puppet of the globalists, who control the money and the media. Now, that's a combination that's a powerhouse. But there's two words that will blow it right out of the water, the truth. Now, where you and I and groups like the John Birch Society have been putting the brakes on them. Example, we stopped the North American Union like they hit a brick wall. Now, just a little bit more. Among other things, the John Birch Society printed and distributed 1 million copies of a special issue of the New American magazine, where they explained and exposed how the globalists plotted to combine Canada, United States, and Mexico with a common border and take away our borders with Canada and Mexico, and also, if that would have passed, we'd have lost our sovereignty, similar to the European Union, and they already had a new money in mind, American Amero dollar.
And that's now, they try to do it by stealth. Now the Wall Street Journal and countless other publications are admitting that they're setting it up, but they claim it's a new idea they just got, and that's the only way they can save the economy is this new Bank of the World and a North American Union and the transatlantic merger of the European Union with the North American Union. It's all now being announced, and our credibility has just absolutely exploded off the charts. And I want to agree with you. If it wasn't for the old-timers like yourself, the last 50, 60 years fighting the globalist, we would have already completely fallen to this system. And that's what's so exciting but also frustrating, to know we have power, to know we can stop these people, while most folks sit on the bench sucking their thumb, saying no one can stop this tyranny, it's ordained by God, submit to it, Romans 13, when that is paid for by the New World Order and directly out of the pit of hell.
Here's another thing that's not covered very much. An immoral nation cannot long stand. And where are we today with all this immorality? And we made a piker out of Hitler in killing a group of people. And I've written many letters to the editor, and many of them are on pro-life. And one I said, so long as Roe v. Wade is in place, we're on the slippery slope to oblivion. And here's something, a quote from Mother Teresa. Abortion is the biggest obstacle to world peace. So we have to as a nation, become moral, and as individuals. And when that happens, why, God will heal our land. And you're doing a great job.
Well, sir, God bless you, and it's good to hear from you. Absolutely. You know, if we've had 50 million abortions in this country, hundreds of millions worldwide, you know, that lie is so big that once people buy into that dehumanization, anything else is possible. You know, they say, oh, it's just some little stem cells we want that Obama's just announced they're going to legalize. Oh, it'll save all these people, when meanwhile they can get the stem cells from skin tissue, breast tissue, anything. It works just as well. What they really want to do, and what the legalization really does, is allow them to engage in manipulation of embryos, of fetuses, of babies, all over the world, in South Korea and in England and other nations. It's on record that they have these cross species, part human, part animal, chimeras. And they have part pig, part human, part cow, part human. They, in many cases, they have the part bovine, part human, part cow, part human, so that they can implant humanoid/bovine embryos in the uterus of the cows to grow the humanoid up to larger size for organ harvesting. This is all announced. So you hear, oh, it's just a little stem cell. No, it's a baby And they want to use those as the blueprint seed to grow these abominations. Oh, but it's just babies. It's just embryos. Yeah, it's just old people. Let's euthanize them. Oh, you know, the new health care plan says they're going to ration health care. It's dehumanization.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
We are continuing with open phones. I have Representative Dennis Richardson, Oregon, who's introduced legislation to restore the 10th and 9th Amendment in their state against the feds, joining us for about 15 minutes. Then we've got Greg Pound with how they're snatching people's children all over Florida for not taking vaccinations, even though there's no law. Just absolute criminal activity by the globalist. That is coming up. Right now, though, we are continuing with your phone calls. I do want to take just a minute or so out to remind everybody, we are now 5 days away, 5 days away from the online release. 5 days away from the release of the Obama deception. You'll be able to watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You'll be able to download it and burn it to disk. We're going to have a DivX version and a high-quality Windows version up there. Built for activism, it looks almost as good as a regular DVD. To just burn it to disk, give it to everybody you know. You can, of course, pre-order the high-quality DVD with all the extras and everything on it at Infowars.com to get that high-quality hard copy, the perfect copy to make copies from to get out to people. It exposes the entire globalist agenda, who the banks are, who the New World Order are, how they controlled Bush, how Obama's continuing every policy, all of his lies, what his real agenda is, the work brigades, the FEMA camps, the youth brigades, the environmental brigades, keeping the FEMA camps open, expanding the FEMA camps. It's got Gerald Celente, Webster Tarpley, Jesse Ventura, Professor Griff, KRS-One, George Humphrey, myself, and it's just chock full of, you know, video clips. It's just amazing. It really is. You know, making a film in 3 months, 3.5 months counting some of the research, physically editing and shooting the whole thing in 2 months, normally that's about half the time I normally make a film in, but it turned out being as good as any of my films or better. Because we just burnt the candle at both ends here. Please pre-order the Obama Deception, and as the orders come in, that's the order that they'll be shipped out to everybody. We begin shipping the DVDs out on March 15th, March 16th, that Monday. A mass of these will be mailed out, and coming up this Sunday evening, so technically I guess about 6 days from now, at 6 p.m., when the Sunday show ends at 6 o'clock Central, that will be the premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv. So start your engines. Also, for the last 2 months, we have been redesigning with a Web 2.0 design, PrisonPlanet.tv. Had an outside firm do this. The site has been done for about a week, but they're busy trying to migrate the thousands of videos and audio into the new format, where it's much easier to find everything. And then in phase two, we're going to add where you have your own MySpace subpage on it, and where you can comment on the videos, and just a bunch of other features where you can vote videos that you think are the best up to the main page. That's phase two. That'll be about a month from now. We may launch this in the next 2 to 3 days, or I may wait till after the release of the Obama Deception to launch the new site, because there may be a few bugs with it, and I don't want to be working those out while everybody's on the site downloading and streaming. It's going to be flash streaming in the highest quality, several formats. It's going to be in, I don't know, like 5 different formats, including DivX. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't have the $5.95 a month membership, $5.95 one-time membership, you can go in there, download everything, burn it to the disk, have a complete library of everything we've done the last 5 years. All the radio shows in the highest quality, weekly TV reports, in-studio reports, special extras. PrisonPlanet.tv. See the Obama Deception coming up this Sunday, 6 p.m. Now, obviously, there's going to be a massive load, but we have, what, 3 CDNs now, which are made up of thousands of servers apiece. But I know folks have shared their passcodes to the site, so it puts a huge load on things. We've never had a problem with a slowdown since we went to CDNs about a year ago with PrisonPlanet.tv, but I'm not counting on that. So if you're going to have a viewing party Sunday night, it might be smart to wait till Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday night to have a viewing party at your house. You can plug your computer right in to your big screen television set. It's that high a quality, and it'll be like watching a DVD. Or you can just burn a DivX copy and put it in your DVD player and watch it that way. And I want everybody to have viewing parties for the Obama Deception. I don't allow people, you know, because I'm a nice guy, I don't allow people to make copies of the films and share them. I beg you to. I ask you to. I want you to. It's not some favor I'm doing. We don't have any future if these people aren't exposed. You understand? I deal with life and death situations every single day. I live in the trenches watching them kidnap people's children and murder people. I live in the trenches constantly focused on their evil, constantly focused on learning more about how the enemy mind operates and how we can defeat them. So please don't tell me thank you, Alex, for letting us make copies of this film. No, thank you. Thank you for making copies of the films. Thank you for making them go viral on the internet. Thank you for getting the information out. Thank you for all you do. We have a good chance of beating the globalists if we just believe we can and know historically we can and if we have the truth. So go to Infowars.com to pre-order the DVD or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. You just got 6 days to wait. Or you can simply call toll-free, 888 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have the Obama deception as low as $9.95 a piece. Well, actually, $8 a piece if you order them in bulk. So get your bulk orders in. Believe me, we can use the Obama hype machine to defeat the Obama hype machine. Obama trinkets of any type. I mean, they're selling magazines about Obama for $18, where they worship him and call him world leader, and it's in all the stores. You for bookstores and or people that own convenience stores or the churches, whatever. You will sell all of these. People are snatching up anything Obama-related. It's all propaganda and lies from his angle. This film is the truth. It is going to explode. It's already exploded. We have never had such interest, not with Endgame, not with Loose Change Final Cut, not with Terror Storm, not with anything we've put out. This is ultra massive. So pre-order hundreds. Get them. Get them out to everybody you know. Sell them, because then that will fund your operation to continue to get more and more out. Or if you've got the money, buy one DVD of the Obama deception in super high quality, buy a DVD burner and a bunch of DVD blanks, and just, it takes 4 or 5 minutes to make each one with most burners, and just sit there an hour a night, make 10 or 15 copies and hand them out to people and say, hey, a wicked film about Obama. Tell me what you think about this. And you will deprogram somebody, and they will get angry once they realize they've been lied to. And this is how we fight the enemy. So the Obama deception, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a lot of dirty tricks going against us due to this film, which is very encouraging. That's excellent news. We thank God for those blessings. And it is just having a massive effect already. There will be a new trailer coming out Thursday morning at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. There's been one trailer before. This will be the official trailer, be about 2 minutes long. We're going to have a couple sneak peeks that are released on Thursday as well, and then I'm going to do a video press release interview today covering the film, a 10-minute piece we're going to be posting on Friday at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We ask everybody to spread that to the four winds, where we break down the film as well. Okay, let's go to your calls as quickly as possible now. John in New York. John, you're on the air.
I just want to say I'm a huge fan of the show, and I just want to thank you for doing what you've been doing to wake America up. I just wanted to ask you real quick what you think about the role that Zionism and the State of Israel is playing this in this whole New World Order. Obviously, AIPAC wields great power in shaping our foreign policy towards the Middle East, and Israel profits greatly from America fighting against the Middle East and all these wars. So I was just curious on what you thought about all that. I mean, and obviously we know Israel attacked the USS Liberty, according to some survivors, and they've come out about that. So I was just curious on what you think about the whole Zionism thing in Israel.
Well, I mean, we've covered this ad nauseum. How long have you been a listener?
For a couple months now.
Okay, well, let me comment on that, and I appreciate your call. I ought to have a frequently asked questions area up on the websites so that we can just, I guess, have a video clip there where I explain my view and where I stand on all this. Number one, sir, if you want the full story on what happened to the USS Liberty, my film, Terror Storm. And I've interviewed the admirals, the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, the people that were on board the ship, the doctor, the first mate. And now it's been declassified. The Chicago Tribune reported early last year that the NSA released the encoded recordings where the Israeli fighter pilots were saying what they'd already testified to. The pilots separately have been in the Israeli press saying that they were ordered three times. They said, that's an American flag, it's an American ship, why are we going to attack it? And they were ordered, you will attack that now or you're going to be court-martialed. The leader of the squadron, you know, was told a second time to do it, and he said no again. And the third time they came back, and they said, you are going to be court-martialed, attack. And the leader of the squadron went public with that about a decade ago. But now the NSA has declassified the transcripts of the listening stations that did pick up and were recording everything that was being said. Everything that was going on, everything that was happening. And what happened is Israel wanted to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt to widen the war. And that's just a fact, and it's on record. And they tried to write all these books denying it, but it's come out that it's true. Now, that doesn't, the next thing I'm going to say doesn't lessen Israel's burden in what they did. Some people tried to spin it and claim that I'm defending Israel, which I didn't do. I put it in my film, what the admirals, what the captains, what the judge advocate general, Captain Thomas Moore said on this show. The interviews are all out there on the web, dozens of interviews, probably done 30, 40 interviews with survivors, probably more than that over the years. And that is that LBJ, because people say, what do you mean LBJ was in control of the ship? You know, presidents aren't in control of ships. Yes, they are. The USS Liberty was the most advanced spy ship in the Navy's arsenal at the time, and it was there spying on what Israel was doing and on massacres going on in the Sinai at the time being carried out by then-General Ariel Sharon. And they were there recording everything that was happening during the Six-Day War. And when the ship came under attack for over 2.5 hours, within minutes, an aircraft task force about 150 miles away launched fighter bombers to go defend the ship. And we've interviewed the admirals, Admiral Geist and others, years ago. Most of these guys have now died, but the interviews are there for everybody to go see. Admiral Moore is dead now, died in 2004. We interviewed him months before he died, one of many interviews we did with him. They launched fighter bombers off the aircraft carriers, and then McNamara came on and said, turn those planes around, because the National Security Council was in direct control of the operation. So over the radio phone on the bridge, and they all heard it on multiple aircraft carriers, and the witnesses are all on record, he said, turn those planes around, stand down, and don't respond to the ship. Because the Israeli fighter bombers, the Desant Missiles, the Mirage fighters, the torpedo boats of 50 calibers and torpedoes had blasted off the mast, blasted off the communications. The radio man had climbed out, even though he was burned, on the deck with napalm and white phosphorus burning, literally melting through his shoes and burning his feet, to rig a ham radio emergency rig to keep calling out for help. The ships were told, don't respond to them, as they're saying, we're under attack, help us, help us. And it went on and on for hour after hour. And Admiral Geis said, no, I am, you know, that's an illegal order. Respectfully, Secretary of Defense McNamara, I am giving aid to our ship. You know, they've sent out distress signals. They're under attack. The jets are about to be there. And he said, you are going to be court-martialed if you don't turn those jets back. And he said, I don't care. And then President Johnson came on the line and he said, you listen to me and you listen good. I want that GD ship to go to the bottom. And he said, yes, sir, President. And they turned those jets back. But those men, the most highly decorated ship in U.S. history, kept that ship afloat and kept that ship up. And so it didn't sink. And then a Russian intelligence ship came up as Israeli commando helicopters were coming in armed with riot guns to go aboard. The ship was preparing to repulse that attack. And the Russian ship began speeding in to stop them, and the Israelis peeled off because the Russians were going to their battle stations preparing to attack the helicopters in the defense of the U.S. crippled ship, which is just the only thing they could do. And so the Israelis were not about to attack the Russians. So they had a whole bunch of helicopters about to go down on that deck and sink that ship to blame it on Egypt. And it's just horrible. And we have to tell the facts here. Now, you know, that said, polarizing issues, it doesn't matter if you are Jewish or if you're Catholic or if you're a Protestant or if you're a Muslim, none of us should want to take cancer-filled vaccine shots. None of us should want to be part of the eugenics New World Order. None of us should want to be part of this. And Israel was established over there so that it could be a military outpost of the Anglo-American Empire. The Rothschilds publicly funded it being set up. Israel has all these nuclear weapons, and clearly it's destabilizing the entire region, and it is probably going to end up someday causing World War III. So that's the bottom line of what we're dealing with Israel, and it's just a nightmare situation. Now, the fact that LBJ was involved in all of this, that's what the captains and the generals and the judge advocate officers who were ordered to cover it up, and we've had them on, have gone public. By the way, is Captain Moore, later became Admiral Moore, is he still alive? I know he was real sick last time we called him a year or so ago to come on with heart problems, or was it 2 years ago? You know, these guys are all dying. Maybe we should get Admiral, at the time Captain Moore, back on, because they were ordered in London to cover it up for the Navy, and they did just that. I mean, we've got the guys that were ordered to cover it up coming out, but the fact that LBJ was involved shows the premeditation between the White House and Israel to carry out this dirty deed. And by the way, Haaretz and Jerusalem Post admit, you can just Google, so does UPI, Israel stages bombings, or you can Google Israel created fake Al-Qaeda. Now, there are some real terror attacks in Israel. But that's, you know, when a woman goes on a bus and stabs 14 people, or somebody goes in and shoots people in a crowd. Most of these bombings where they, oh, it was a suicide bomber, it's actually a bomb placed in the buses or in the nightclubs. It blows up, and then they just say that there was a suicide bomber. Okay, so Thomas Moore is dead. He was pointing out something. Well, that's too bad. No, yeah, that's Admiral Moore. There's another Moore. Now, I know he died in 2004. I don't know all the names of these people. Point is, you can Google Alex Jones, USS Liberty interviews, and, I mean, there's probably 40 or 50 of them, the more I think about it, up there.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
You know, I don't know how to describe the overwhelmingness of it all. I mean, to know that the globalists put HIV and hepatitis in different vaccines and products and have been caught thousands of times, and it's mainstream news. You can hold up a mainstream news article where they admit it's happening and they still call you a conspiracy theorist. Or where the HPV shot in the trials killed people. Now it's killing people en masse. And still people just inject their girls with it. Now they're going to try to force boys to have it. To know that the New World Order stages terror attacks. To know they control every dominant nation on Earth. To know they're bringing in a world government. I mean, it's so outrageously criminal to have the banks engineering the financial collapse in their own documents and then be openly announcing world government as the answer to stop it all. And then I've got to sit up here and beg and plead with the public to wake up and look at the facts. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like somebody's house is on fire and you come up and say, hey, buddy, your house is on fire. And they laugh at you and walk back into the flames and burst into flame. And it's almost like just coming on the air and calmly talking about all this in a way almost just conditions people and acclimates. It's sick. I don't even know what to do anymore. And, you know, I get all these groups and people hating me from all different sides in many cases just because I report the facts and the truth of what's admitted, of what is on record over and over and over and over and over again. We've got a bunch of psychopathic control freaks that are in control of our society, and people are in denial. Oh, there's no bad people. They're not planning anything bad. Look at history. 99.9% of the time you get lunatics who think they're God in control that run around murdering people en masse so they can be the momentary rulers of this little speck of dust in the universe. And then human potential is so great. We could do so many great things. The elite claim they are doing all this for our own good, when in truth, they foster weakness. They foster degeneracy. They foster the dumbing down so we're more easily managed and controlled. And, you know, that is a great crime against humanity. It's just horrible. Evil people want power, so they take over all the power positions. And meanwhile, good people are naive and judge the world by the way they think and think everybody else is like them, and that's the biggest trick of these globalists. I know we got Frank, Sherry, Bob, Mike, Dan, and others, and we'll get to your calls. I want to first get into an analysis of the Watchman, or Watchman. I keep calling it The Watchman. It's Watchman comic because it's the big number one film right now online to, you know, break records for the amount of money that a film has made. And, you know, I'm accustomed to Illuminati, New World Order, Revelation of the Method programming on news and in TV and in popular culture, but this thing just completely blew me away. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And there's no way I can even do justice to it. Meanwhile, even patriots are saying, oh, it's a good film, it admits things, or, oh, you know, this is good, or the mainstream media is saying, what's the film mean? It's like they can't even look at a stop sign and tell what it means. It's all stated in clear English. It is a threatening, menacing message from the New World Order. So that's coming up when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv here in a little while. I just have more sorrow than anything else because I wish if the public knew what I knew and knew how real this was, there's no way the globalists would get away with this. But people are so cowardly, they rationalize and make excuses about things, and that's why most of us are going to be murdered.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 15 minutes, I'm going to start my review of The Watchmen comic, Total New World Order Propaganda in Your Face. We'll continue with open phones as well and get into some of the other news. They're talking about Bernie Madoff may not even spend any time in jail. Yeah, steal, you know, tens of billions of dollars, no problem. They protect their own. Also, another report here up on PrisonPlanet.com. Your hard-earned money is being shipped to France, Germany, and China. That's where the majority of the money's going. They've also stolen $250 billion of the bailout money to go to the Cayman Islands. It's the very banks running the White House that are doing this. Also, they're announcing they're going to use the military against the domestic front, against the Canadian people. That's out of the National Post of Canada. Another headline, military may patrol bar zone in Canada. So just getting everybody ready for that. That's out of the Toronto Star. New York Times says mileage tax would track motorists wherever they go. They're doing a 10-state grouping for a new CO2 carbon tax, one of hundreds. New York Times sells its building, leases it back just to stay afloat. That's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But for this segment and part of the next, I wanted to bring him up because we've had a lot of questions from listeners about this system. I had an independent film channel crew here a week and a half ago. They're going to be back later this week. Another IFC film crew. They're doing three pieces on me. Pretty weird, but three pieces is what's weird. And they're actually positive pieces. It's very mind-boggling. Never seen fair mainstream media pieces, but I've seen the New World Order film coming out that they've made, and it's actually fair. But side issue, I had them here, and they were in the break room by the refrigerator and stuff, and they said, "What is this?" I said, "You know, they wanted some water." And they said, "It's a water machine. It's not hooked up to the wall." And I said, "No. It's out away from the wall so it can suck in air and humidity." And I said, "No, there's no water bottle." And they said, there's water in the air?" I said, "Yeah, what do you think clouds are? What do you think when it's cold outside and you breathe and you see what looks like smoke? That's water vapor, condensation, because it's warm and it's hitting the air. It's a cloud. It's like fog." And they drank the water and said, "That's the best thing I've ever tasted." So I want to explain to listeners. I've gotten emails by some people who can't, or I've seen YouTube videos when I've talked about it, people have posted, and they go, "Well, that's impossible, water out of the air." I mean, our listeners understand it, but some people don't. Yes, folks, it's atmospheric water, no fluoride, no nothing, goes through seven filters. So I wanted to have Tyler Palmer, the founder of the company and the guy that designed this unit. It's the best atmospheric system we found. Tyler, great to have you on with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on again, and hello to all the listeners.
I mean, we're about to break, but just explain to people that, yes, you really can grab water out of the air.
Yes, it seems like magic, but actually it's very simple, very basic atmospheric physics. And anytime you see beads of water on your glass on a hot day, that is the basis of the principle of atmospheric water generation. There's humidity in the air, water vapor in the air that's sitting there untapped, uncondensed. And along we come with the Echolo Blue system, and we condense that moisture and filter it seven times and make outstanding drinking water that you control.
Well, you certainly do that. And, you know, there's ways for folks to primitively do this with about $300, $400 worth of equipment. The difference is this goes through reverse osmosis and then six other filters. It has hot and cold. It has a computer with a great LED area that shows you how much water, shows you the humidity in the air. It's just an amazing, amazing unit.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I would caution people. I get comments all the time about, well, this is just a dehumidifier. And I say, well, actually, it's 33 and a third dehumidifier and 66% water filter.
Yeah, so, stay there. Stay there. Yeah, it's a high-tech seven water filter system. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. EcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in 7 minutes, I'm going to start my review of The Watchmen. In-your-face New World Order propaganda. Right now, we've got the founder of Ecola Blue, atmospheric water generating company. Best one out there we found. That's why we got him as a sponsor. What we use here at the office and in my home. Tyler Palmer. We're going live at Prison Planet. .tv, simulcasting in about 6 minutes, but I wanted to go back to him. Explain what this unit is and why it's the purest water you can get anywhere.
Well, if anyone knows about distilled water is basically water that's boiled, so it's water in its liquid state. It becomes a gas, and then it's condensed, and laboratories and scientists need distilled water to make whatever it is they're making, because they need to make sure that what's in the water is H2O and H2O only, and that it has a pH that's neutral, so about 7, pH of 7. So what we're doing is we're taking the moisture that's in the air around you and condensing it. So we're sort of skipping the boiling step. We're letting nature do that for us. And we filter the water so many times through carbon filters, through reverse osmosis, and then through 245 nanometer UV light. And it just sterilizes everything. And as you know, it produces wonderful water that tastes like nothing you've ever tasted before.
With a neutral pH. And right. so this is not just a dehumidifier. Then some people email me saying, but this water doesn't have good humidity. It's dehumidified. No. It's using a dehumidifier to grab the water out of the air. It's pure water. And then it's run through the filters, and it has a neutral pH, which all the studies show is very, very good for your body and actually has a cleansing effect, just like distilled water has a cleansing effect and takes out many impurities from your body. Most people out there have never truly had pure water. Even the bottled water is normally taken out of municipal systems, and they just take the bad taste out right. with carbon systems. Even reverse osmosis, if it's from tap water, doesn't remove but about 90%, which is better than nothing, of the fluoride. But this is out of the air with no fluoride, and then it goes through the filtration system. Just absolutely amazing. Does 7.5 gallons a day in regular humidity. Here in my office, it's only about 25% humidity, but it still produces about 2 gallons or more a day. And that's what we use here at the office. Again, just an amazing system. It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle.
Yeah.
On top of it, it comes in a whole bunch of different great colors. Go online to ecolablue.com, or you can simply go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There's big banners everywhere. They're at the top of the page, ecoloblue.com, ecolablue.com. Tell folks about how they can get it.
Well, if they what we're going to do today is we have a special for the first 100 people who buy the machine. We're going to have $100 off, and that will be beginning as soon as this interview is over. And just call 800-691-6043, and you can talk to any of our sales reps, and they'll get you set up. Or you can go on to our website at www.ecoloblue.com, and there's a link there to shopping, and just click on that, and you can buy one right now, and we'll send it out. And you get it in about 2 to 3 weeks, and it's relatively easy to set up once you get it. There's not a lot of assembly. You have to put the reverse osmosis filter in, and that's about it.
Absolutely. And then what about maintenance of the unit? That's easy as well.
Yeah, the filters, a lot of people sort of think that what we're doing is like a model of other water filter companies that they sell you the machine cheap and then charge a fortune for the filters. Anyone who goes on to our web store will see that our filters are way below what competitors would charge, and they're high quality filters as well.
Yeah, how many gallons until you've got to change the filters?
Well, there's one filter on there that's an activated carbon filter. The first one that needs to be changed every 6 months. So that's with about, 28, that's at full use. So let's assume you're using 28 gallons of water in a 24-hour period, or 28 liters of water in a 24-hour period. So I'm, like you, public school educated, so I can't do the math off the top of my head.
Yeah, but most people aren't even going to use it that much, and then a few of the other filters have to be replaced from time to time. Very easy to do. Just pops in the bottom there. Give folks the toll-free number again to call and find out more about the Ecola Blue.
It's 1-800-691-6043. And I'd like to add, some of our Canadian listeners have had trouble contacting us on that 800 number. So I'm going to give the, it's goes to the same switchboard, and that's 1-925-231-0206.
Give it again, please.
1-925-231-0206.
And that toll-free number one more time.
1-800-691-6043.
Well, I want to thank you, Tyler Palmer, for joining us and the great unit. I've seen some other models out there by other companies, and yours is definitely the best. That's what we were using, so that's why we've gone with you, and it's also very, very competitively priced. Again, folks, I hope you'll go to ecolablue.com or link through on the links at infowars.com.
And in prison. I'd like to add that next week we'll be in Chicago at the Aquatech convention. So if anyone in the Chicago area wants to come by, just Google Aquatech Chicago 2009, and then you'll see us. We have a booth, and you can come by and taste the water firsthand.
And folks can meet Tyler Palmer themselves at the Aquatech convention coming up next week in Chicago.
Right.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and thanks to all the listeners.
You bet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there goes Tyler Palmer from EcolaBlue.com. Okay. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with the live radio show now for the balance of the last hour and 45 minutes of this four-hour radio show we do Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm now going to do my review of the film Watchmen. Now, let's be clear here. I'm not a big comic fan because I've always been more serious studying history and government documents and the way the world actually works, but art mimics life, life mimics, and of course mimics art itself, so that goes vice versa. I did go see the movie Saturday night because listeners kept telling me I had to see it. Then on Sunday, I bought the Watchmen novel itself and scanned through it, and it's very, very similar to the film itself. I've done some basic research on the creator of Watchmen, Alan Moore, who is a Mason and into all of this Illuminati type stuff. But if you look on the cover of the novel itself, you see Ozymandias, the leader of the superheroes, the, quote, smartest man in the world, and he has the all-seeing eye of Horus on his breastplate. You can see him right there on the left. I guess for those watching on TV, it's on your right, and you can see the all-seeing eye of Horus or Lucifer there on his breastplate. Up at the top, you can see the blue man who is floating, and that's Dr. Manhattan, who is the only person that actually has real superpowers. And he is a godlike creature. And so I want to do a basic breakdown of this film. It is an Illuminati New World Order threat to all of humanity. It is the psychopath's love to let the public know what they're planning and what they're doing. They believe that it gives them magical powers. They call it lesser magic to advertise what they're doing and how they operate to the public. In all fairness to Alan Moore, he did not want to be involved in the film because they changed some of the things that are in his official comic written back in the 1980s. But he himself, again, is an admitted Mason and promotes the whole Illuminati ideology, and they reveal much of their mindset and their system and what they believe in the film. So let's go ahead and go to part of the trailer, the official trailer for the Watchmen film.
Too. The boy. us. And I'll whisper, no.
We're going to come back and finish up with this after the quick break, and then I will break down this in-your-face Illuminati piece of work. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a 1-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a 1-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
We are back live. I'm doing a review. Spoiler warning, I'm going to tell you about the whole movie. As if people haven't read the graphic novel out there, most of them that are seeing the film. The Watchmen, one of Time Magazine's 100 greatest novels in history, they say. You want to know the New World Order ideology, what makes the globalists tick, what their philosophy is? You see The Watchmen, you will know. And doing more research on this film, I noticed that most of the reviews say, it's confusing. We don't understand the movie. We don't understand the ending. Well, you'd have to be a complete moron and not know how the world works, not understand it. It's all about false flag terrorism and how good it is. So we're going to be breaking that down right now. Let's finish up with the official trailer, just the tail end of it we were playing here. Here it is.
The world will look up and shout, save us. And I'll whisper, no.
Watchmen. All right, now the number one film in theaters. Now, let's break this down. In the Illuminati system of thought, in their religion, they believe in a balance. They believe in the yin and yang. They believe there's the evil force, the destructive force, and the creative force, and they believe that they have to guide and manipulate that force to save humanity. They have to carry out eugenics. They have to kill masses of us for our own good, to rise man up. And the man that wrote Watchmen, Alan Moore, is an admitted Mason, and the entire, he writes other comics like The Sandman and others. It's all about the New World Order. It's all about the Illuminati. It's all about secret societies in this novel, what the film's based on, and it's also like that in the film. It's called The Pyramid Corporation and the Great Pyramid Corporation, and they can't figure out who it is or why the Pyramid Corporation is killing the other Watchmen. Well, that's because it's a new age, and Dr. Manhattan, in a fission fusion experiment at Rockefeller Military Research Institute, has been turned in to this God-man who can control matter, be anywhere in the universe at any time, be in multiple places, go forwards in time, go backwards in time. He's God. He's the new God-man. He is the new man that the elite is reaching for. Now, this individual, the comedian, is a special forces commando. And they have him in the film blowing Kennedy's head off from behind the grassy knoll. They have him running special ops and assassinations around the world. Richard Nixon is, you know, this is based in the early 80s, is in his third term as the president of the United States. They're on the verge of nuclear Armageddon with the Soviet Union because the United States is surrounding Russia. Notice the Cold War's being brought back right now. Notice they have encircled Russia again. They're moving weapon systems in. They snuck attacked Georgia in South Ossetia as a pretext to start World War III, but that failed back on 888. Look at the numerology yet again with these individuals. And the different characters are Night Owl, the comedian, Rorschach, Dr. Manhattan, Silk Spectre, Ozymandias. And Ozymandias has a super brain. He is the smartest man in the world. In fact, he's even smarter at this point in his development than the God-man, Dr. Manhattan, who is just now discovering his powers. Now, Rorschach is the runt of the group, and Rorschach was abused as a child, and Rorschach goes around killing serial killers and child kidnappers, and they repeatedly say he's backwards, he's stupid, he's a sociopath, he's the bad guy. Rorschach is fighting the Pyramid Corporation. He's the conspiracy theorist. And he goes to Ozymandias and says, I think somebody's trying to kill the Watchman, not knowing he's actually going to the very individual that is out there trying to kill the Watchman, starting with the comedian. Now, why did they have to kill the comedian? Because he works for the government at the highest levels with the Pyramid Corporation, and he doesn't want to be part of the global false flag attack that's going to be launched to bring in the new kingdom of earth, the new world order. We're going to come right back and break this down. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do, or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
All right, thank you for joining us. Go right back into the transmission here today. I'm going to take my time doing this review because it's very, very important of Watchmen. Now the number one movie in theaters. And with all these different reviewers saying they don't understand the ending, they don't understand it. Well, it's real simple. Rorschach and also the comedian want to stop. These are the two, you know, sub-superheroes. They want to stop the planned false flag terror attack that they know is being planned by somebody. Now, the comedian knows who it's being planned by, so he's torn. He's the guy that assassinated Kennedy from behind the grassy knoll. He's a New World Order Special Forces hitman. He's that archetype, so he has to be killed. Rorschach is then finally killed because he's going to expose at the end who staged the false flag attack. And we'll break that down coming up here in just a few minutes. But to understand what's happening here, you have to first understand how the globalists operate, how they believe that they must reveal their plans to the public before they do it. And there's thousands of examples of this. Scores of books and films, a Tom Clancy book in 99, came out where a hijacked jet is flown into the World Trade Center. And the Pentagon did drills of hijacked jets being flown into the Pentagon and World Trade Center. They ran drills that morning of hijacked jets being flown to the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and NORAD's on tape saying, is this real world or exercise? I've got simulated blips over the real blips when they bombed the trains and the bus on 7-7. Again, they launched the attack on Russia, 888. They launched the attack on 7-7. They launched the attack in Madrid on 333. They're obsessed with numerology, just like low-level psychopaths are obsessed with numerology and the occult, if you study criminology. And they like to leave tokens. They like to leave warnings. They like to write letters to the police, you know, in the case of the Zodiac and many others, taunting them, or Son of Sam. Most of these big national serial killer operations are done by cults, and that's come out. So they're obsessed with numerology. But as the low-level people engage in this, so do the high-level. As above, so below. And you have the occultist, the Mason, Alan Moore, in his novel, The Watchmen, the most celebrated graphic novel out there, admitting all of this. Okay, so I get approached now 4 years ago by one of the stars of the X-Files, one of the stars of the spinoff of that, The Lone Gunman on Fox. And he says, Alex, I know you've been playing clips on air from that pilot episode of The Lone Gunman that aired 6 months before 9/11, where the government hijacks a jet by remote control to fly it in the World Trade Center and uses a drill to make NORAD stand down, exactly what then happened 6 months later, as a pretext to attack Afghanistan. And he said, yes, it's true. And the CIA would approach us and Chris Carter and say, we want you to do stories on this. And you can just Google Alex Jones, Dean Haglund, and watch the one interview at my house when he came to my home. I got a call. Hey, Dean Haglund wants to come to your house. I said, sure. Boom. Dean Haglund's there a couple days later. Drove from California to meet me. What was he talking about? How does this tie into The Watchmen? This is from The Lone Gunman, where one of the Lone Gunman investigators, conspiracy theorist, is talking to his father, high-level National Security Council, about the government, a criminal group, planning to stage a terror attack and using drills to make NORAD stand down to then attack Afghanistan. Here it is.
What is Scenario 12D? We know it's a war game scenario, that it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is that important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
But if some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales. When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them? Why didn't you tell the world this? Go to the press.
You think I'd still be drawing breath 30 minutes after I made that call? The press? Who's going to run this story?
We would.
This? It's a birdcage liner. Wild-eyed crap right up there with Elvis as an alien and two-headed babies.
You obviously read it.
Don't be so damn naive. You think this is going to save the world? I'm doing what I can, John. I don't have all the specifics on Scenario 12D, but I think I know the flight they've chosen.
I still think we should call in a bomb threat. Let the FBI deal with this.
You said yourself we don't know the full extent of this conspiracy. We can't trust any government official. The hope is to get on that plane.
That's two problems solved.
look for the remote control system so the Pentagon can fly into the World Trade Center. They don't even know it's the World Trade Center's the target yet. But you can simply Google Lone Gunman TV show for Shadows 9/11.
The luggage hole's clear if this thing can be trusted. What'd you do, make it with your erector set?
You're absolutely sure that this is the targeted flight?
This flight was chosen primarily for its visibility. It's scheduled to pass over Manhattan on its way to Boston.
You said they intend to bring this down in the middle of New York City? What if there is no bomb?
Well, how are they going to bring it down?
The same way a dead man can drive a car.
In the piece...
I need you to hack into the aircraft's onboard navigation system. We need to know where we're headed.
Okay, go into headsets. I'll clone the airphone's carrier. Make them think we're sending a ground air fax.
That's one twisted Star 69.
I'll just get ready to ride the wave, hippie boy.
Just get me on that plane and I'll get you autopilot access.
How are you going to do that?
Airline telemetry systems use processors similar to those found in CB radios.
I'm in. We got ourselves a convoy.
What's your progress?
I've hacked into the flight control system output.
You want that little bit of help?
It's what the brains of the plane is telling the little black box.
Force heading, attitude hold, yaw axis stabilization. What the heck's that?
Is that what it looks like?
I think it is what it looks like.
What does what look like? Modem protocol.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
Bogey, sir.
Keep your course. I need to know our flight plan.
I'm mapping the data now.
Fires.
Your flight's gonna make an unscheduled stop in exactly 22 minutes.
Corner of Liberty and Washington. Or Manhattan.
World Trade Center. I'm going to crash the plane into the World Trade Center.
I'll tell the flight crew.
Landley, can you override the flight control system?
I'm working on it.
All right, that's enough.
What is this?
If folks want to go watch the full thing, it's online everywhere. You can even buy the DVD in stores of the series. Now, there are hundreds of examples of this. A few months ago, we wrote a PrisonPlanet.com story about a 2002 Tom Clancy video game where in 2008, the U.S., Israel, and NATO launched a sneak attack on Russia in South Ossetia. And then now the new version of the game came out, and it continues and shows how that will then lead to World War III by 2011. And they do this everywhere. And the Pentagon admittedly spends hundreds of millions of dollars a year just having Hollywood write them terrorist script scenarios that are never made into films. They are then used to map and war game, and if somebody catches one of their agents planning a terror attack, well, it's just a script for a movie. See, this is all a stage, as was once said, the whole world is nothing but a stage, and each of us players upon it, William Shakespeare. So, why am I so concerned about the Watchmen? It was a three-hour menacing threat, the entire agenda thrown in our face of what the globalists are going to do to us. Now, let me now break it down for you. Let's just go right to the end. Dr. Manhattan, who's been endowed with godlike powers, is working overtime with Ozymandias, the, quote, smartest man in the world, who wears an Illuminati all-seeing eye breastplate. And he's working with Ozymandias, he believes, to stop a Russian-U.S. nuclear war with over 100,000 warheads that would completely destroy the planet. But somebody is blocking his future sight using some type of a special radiation generating system that goes forward and backwards in time, blocking Dr. Manhattan's sight. But Dr. Manhattan is building this giant generator that has his powers to give it to Ozymandias so he can have these godlike powers and control it through a computer. And Dr. Manhattan is somewhat of a baby. He's only been a superhuman for about 25 years. He's learning more and more about his godlike power. And at the end of the movie, Rorschach and others have figured out what's really going on. And this new god, the first godlike man, the new man, the Illuminati new man, he's on Mars building these crystal cities and doing all of this. You know, he's left the love of his life. He's thinking about never coming back to Earth. But she calls him back. She goes to Mars with him. They then come back to Earth. They teleport to the command base of Ozymandias. They now know that he's the one behind the plan to blow up large portions of every major city on Earth, including New York City and the World Trade Center. And so using this special, advanced technology fission fusion weapon, Ozymandias does blow up the World Trade Center. And then it cuts to the wound in the Earth that looks identical to the wound in the Earth after they had dug it all out of the World Trade Center. It shows all the banners of "We'll Never Forget" and American flags and things. And he says to Dr. Manhattan, Ozymandias, who's basically Lucifer, says to his twin brother, God, or Jesus, "Don't you see why I did this now? This stopped nuclear war. By me staging these terror attacks worldwide, now the Soviets and the United States are friends and working together." And the bad guy, they bill him as the bad guy, Rorschach, who has been saying no to all of this, he says, "That's it, I'm going to warn the world, I'm going to tell everybody." And Dr. Manhattan kills him, blows him into bits, aerosolizes him. And that is the message. The world is saved. There's a new kingdom being set up by the Pyramid Corporation, a world government, and Lucifer, Ozymandias is going to stay on the Earth, and the new man is going to travel the stars as a god and says, "I'm leaving to go explore the universe." And that's how the movie ends. And the Earth has been saved. The bad guy has been killed. Rorschach, who's against child molestation and against tyranny and against police brutality, he's the bad guy. He is killed. Everyone is saved. Because the evil sociopath Rorschach has been defeated. And there's many other archetypal images and programming in the film. Now, the real attack the globalists are going to launch, amongst many, will be a biological holocaust to bring the world together. And so this is an open threat to everyone. And this is the globalists saying, "Yes, we killed Kennedy for your own good." Yes, the Pyramid Corporation stages the terror attacks. And they showed 9/11 as the pit after he blows up Lower Manhattan. I mean, it is literally an exact copy of the pit after it was dug out with the big American flags. And we will never forget. And that is the message. And after Dr. Manhattan finds out that Ozymandias staged the terror attacks, he says, "Yes, it makes total sense. You've done a fabulous job. You know, I totally agree with you. This was the way to go." And that gets into some of the Egyptian mythology where, you know, one guy kills somebody else's father, but then the son gets to become a god. Then finally, "Oh, I realize you're right. I want to join you. You actually have more advanced knowledge than I do." When in truth, the Illuminati isn't staging terror attacks to stop World War III. They're staging them to bring in World War III and a holocaust to the majority of the population. But at the mid and higher levels of the globalist order, this is what they teach. "Well, we got to kill 3,000 to save America. We got to stage 9/11 to save America." Of course, the tagline of the film on the movie poster at the theater is, "There had to be a sacrifice. The elite had to do this for your own good. This had to be done to protect you. We had to stage the terror attack to bring the world together." Just as it's now declassified, they've written books about it. Carol Quigley wrote a book about it for the CIA as the head of the Georgetown Political Science Department. How they staged World War I to bring in the League of Nations. That was a prototype. They staged World War II, funding Hitler, funding others. The Club of Rome, a prototype, the Milner Group, set that up. to bring in world crises so we would accept world government so we could be fully dominated so the elite can control technology, sequester it so we don't destroy ourselves. And so the elite, you know, when I say at the end of Endgame, the elite believe they're going to merge with machines and then leave the planet and travel to the stars, I'm not saying that's really going to happen. I'm quoting what the head futurists are saying, what the head of the United Nations UNESCO department, Julian Huxley, said, what, you know, all the top futurists are currently saying. They write and say that we will all be killed. You know, they tell their minions we're going to kill 80%, but their deeper documents and white papers say actually 99% or more, and that then the elite are going to merge with machines and technology, and that that is the next evolution of man becoming gods, but most of us aren't worthy to go to that next level. And this film, Watchmen, is a threat to everyone as they are revealing their Babylon mystery religion system.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
So there's a reason that the mainstream media has hailed this as the work of all time, one of Time Magazine's 100 best novels of all time. It's because it's their religion. It's their message to you, what they're planning to do to you. The truth is the elite are dumbing everyone down, denigrating society, training us to love seeing our fellow humans torn limb from limb, to desensitize us to accept this new age, this brave new world. And then our destruction is a regenerative good thing. that destruction is creative when they carry it out, and there is no doubt that this film signifies the preparation, the fact that they've released it now, for staged massive terror attacks with conventional weapons, biological weapons, you name it. And out of this crisis, the nations of the earth will come together under a tyrannical one-world government. As a month ago, the Financial Times of London, published by a Bilderberg Group member, had a bunch of different articles, but one of them, and now for world government, was the headline. Yes, it's tyrannical. Yes, it's authoritarian. Yes, we kept it secret from you for your own good. Now we're doing this to you. And most of the followers, most of the petty elitists that think they're on the inside of this, that think they're part of this power structure, they will be destroyed by the New World Order as well. That's like Dr. Eric Pianca at UT here in Austin says, oh, I know it's sad we all have to die. I'm sad for my family having to die, but it's what the new world needs. Humans are a parasite. And see, out of this, the new superhuman can rise. And Dr. Manhattan, the God man, the new man, he understands finally when he talks to Lucifer, who he's been, you know, enemies with, never knew it was his brother, his friend, his comrade, Ozymandias. He learns he's been fighting him all these years. And he says, oh, I understand. I want to work with you now. I want to be part of this with you. What you did was beautiful. And, of course, Ozymandias worldwide is also blaming Dr. Manhattan for staging the terror attack. And Dr. Manhattan understands that and says, yes, it's brought the world together. Now I will leave and be a god in the universe. Bye-bye. Oh, but first they had to kill Rorschach because Rorschach said he was going to warn the world and tell folks who had really staged the terror attack. He didn't understand the larger view. He couldn't grasp it. He was outside the lodge. He was profane. He couldn't be given all of the greater secrets. Rorschach had to die. And the other members of the Watchmen, they just realized, oh, yes, this is good. Oh, our petty minds, we couldn't grasp all of this. The government had to kill Kennedy. It was good. The Pyramid Corporation works with the highest levels of government. They had to stage the terror attack and kill tens of millions of people all over the planet to get America and Russia together under the new Pyramid Corporation world government led by the smartest man in the world, Ozymandias, who did all these horrible things for the betterment of humanity, for the betterment of society. And so it is a open declaration. They always must tell you what they're doing. They must always tell you why they're doing it. And this is in just and so you have tens of millions of people, billions in the aggregate over the next few years, will watch this film, and they consciously won't understand it, like the reviewers of it. I don't get the ending. But subconsciously, people have now been told why they're going to be killed, why those that live are going to be so enslaved. It's because the guardians of the future, the men who will be gods through technology, had to do it to make sure man could go to the next level. It's not because they're greedy and selfish and want to dominate the future and control things. It's not because they hate goodness. No, it's because they love goodness, and they're doing it for your own good. That's my review of Watchmen. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Watchmen. Then we got a state rep fighting for sovereignty coming on. Then Greg Pound for the government kidnapping people's children. Rob, for years, would tell me about the Watchmen and how it was total New World Order and how I should read it. I didn't until he gave me this yesterday. He went out and got it. So seeing the film, I knew it was pure New World Order, Illuminati, Revelation of the Method. But I saw Rob walking along here in the office, and I drug him in here for this quick five-minute segment before our next guest joins us. Rob, why don't you, number one, pull that mic closer to you, and number two, give folks your quick 3 or 4 minute review of the film.
Well, I mean, the film was basically almost frame for frame, except watered down a little bit, of the comic book. You know, it followed the comic book pretty accurately, if anybody's interested in that. But also, I mean, reading the comic book years ago, I knew that it was loaded with all sorts of symbolism, New World Order stuff. The main character's name is Night Owl. You got a guy there with an all-seeing eye on his forehead, or it's drawn in an atom, but I think it really represents...
All-seeing eye.
An all-seeing eye.
Third
yeah,
eye.
Exactly.
And you've got Alan Moore, who's an admitted Mason.
Yeah. And he gives... I mean, we saw it at the Alamo, and they give Alan Moore interview beforehand. And just listening to it, you know, just briefly, the guy, you know, I mean, he just... The comic book's pretty cryptic. The interview's pretty cryptic as well in Alamo Draft House. And, I mean, it's just a lot of symbolism going through the book itself from, I mean, it's hard to tear down.
Well, the main message is, well, sure. Well, you're so talkative until you get on air.
Yeah.
The main message here is that false flag terrorism is being done for your own good. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And the good guys at the end go, yes, let's, terror attacks are good. It was good to kill all these millions of people. It was for our own, you know, best interest. And Rorschach, the guy who says no to it, he's the bad guy.
Right, exactly. He's the one who's made out to be like a psychopath. He's unstable. He's the one who's trying to get down to the bottom of things in the movie. You know, he's the investigator, but he has psycho problems. And the other guy, who is the gentle, you know, giant over there, he's like, I'll just give up on humanity. Why do I even care about this anymore? This planet doesn't interest me. And he's the gentle, you know, next evolved person.
And when you read the writings that we put in Endgame of all the top futurists, they say similar things. You know, they write about it and why the future doesn't need us. You know, Bill Joy in Wired Magazine about how he goes to elite conferences. They talk about how the new man's about to form. They're going to kill the majority of us, and he doesn't know if that's a good idea.
Or watching, for example, the Riddles and Stone or something like that. They talk about how the Masons believe in a perfected human on the, and it seems like this would be kind of similar to that as well. This perfected human, next evolved, human that will just leave the earth, you know, they could see through time and space and whatever.
But it's important. But it's important. But there has to be a sacrifice. That's on their movie posters. Is there had to be a sacrifice? This was done for your own good to bring in world government under the Pyramid Corporation.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's the underlying plot of the film. Is that this guy? He basically is being paid to, you know, get rid of, knock off these mass superheroes in and stage a bunch of false terror events in the cities.
Well, it's just amazing that the media then says, we don't get it. We don't understand it. I think most of the media does understand it. They're just not ready to tell the slaves what the film not even really means. It's stated in clear, you know, on the silver screen that good guys stage terror attacks
right,
to bring in world government. The Illuminati's good and we love you.
Exactly, exactly. And when, I mean, it's loaded with symbolism, you know, up and down, just like the comic book was. Every single character is representational. I mean, I don't know of all the Masonic symbols and all these things. I've only lightly, like, done a couple of...
The women are the goddesses, all of it.
Exactly.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being here with us. We're going to come right back. Stay with us. I'm going to...
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, for this single segment, we have Representative Dennis Richardson of Oregon, who has introduced the bill, HJM 17, in Oregon to declare 10th Amendment sovereignty, which the states already have, but it's important to restate that. Some states are passing this, other states aren't. New Hampshire was narrowly defeated, sadly, last week. But the point is, the rediscovery of the 9th and 10th Amendment is happening, that the states created the federal government. The federal government isn't allowed to hand over all our sovereignty to foreign corporations or groups or the UN. The feds aren't allowed to come in with unfunded mandates and boss the states around. And so that's why we're continuing every week to have a couple state reps on from these different states, like Representative Dennis Richardson of Oregon, who's introduced HJM 17. And I have a copy of that resolution up on Infowars.com for folks that want to see it. Sir, thank you for coming on with us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, in the 10 or 12 minutes we've got with you, break down why you've done this, why it's important, and how folks can get behind this resolution there in Oregon.
Well, what we have in the country over the last couple of decades especially is the federal government has been treating the states as if we were subordinate to them. It's like the states are branches of the federal government. And that's just basic intimidation. And it should not continue. We have federal ID, which has been foisted upon the people without even debate in the Senate. And it basically says we're going to have a national ID card. It's going to cost billions of dollars to implement, and it's an unfunded mandate without protection of our documents. We have continuing redeployments of the National Guard to foreign lands to fight foreign wars as if they were an additional branch of the military. That is unconstitutional based on the original Constitution. We need to help assure that the federal government understands that they're given enumerated rights, and that the rights that they are not specifically given remain with the states and with the people. That's what the 10th Amendment guarantees.
Well, you I'm sure know, under NORTHCOM, without an act of Congress, the Pentagon is announcing they're fully federalizing and absorbing the state guards, and the governors, they say, will serve under PDD 51 and others, other presidential directives, at the pleasure of the president, and that Congress is ceremonial now during emergencies, including economic or any other emergency. That is open dictatorship. We've had the federal Congress threatened with physical martial law, according to senators and congressmen that we have interviewed and have been on record saying they were threatened with martial law by the White House if they didn't pass the banker bailout bill of October 3rd.
That's absolutely right. That occurred, and we should be shocked. I mean, we must take action before we lose our nation. This is 50 United States that has joined together and created the federal government. We did not plan the federal government having a Praetorian Guard or to be able to intimidate the states to do whatever they want. In many ways, they've done it through money by getting the states so committed to obtaining federal funds. Of course, the federal funds are funds that come from the states, you know, people that live in states and their wallets and bank accounts. But unless there's some change that takes place in the way we, the people, accept the government and the power that's being imposed upon us, we're going to just get more of the same.
Well, sir, as you know, history hath shown that every time you allow a central government to do whatever it wants, it always creates a tyranny. That is the law of governments and of how humans operate. So people shouldn't be surprised that a classical tyranny is now forming, with gun confiscation bills, gun registration bills introduced, with national civilian workforces, FEMA camps all over the news, being built for our own good, in quotes. Can you specifically speak to, as a representative, what it's like witnessing this unfold, A, and then B, how much support are you getting? Is it bipartisan? What is the sense of your legislature? Are they becoming educated?
Well, I think that it's going to be doubtful that this will make it all the way through the Oregon legislature. I don't feel that the Democrats who are in charge of Oregon's House and Senate fully see the importance and the emergency that that I see and that I feel exists across our country. I'm trying very much to get this to be a bipartisan bill. We have a few Democrats that have signed on it. One is co-sponsoring it with me, but to see if it's going to be able to get through the House, the Senate, and signed by or the House and the Senate, since it's a memorial, it's going to be a different question.
Well, resistance is not futile, and the fact that some states are passing it, many others, now more than 30 introducing it, does show it's an education process. And as things worsen and as the tyranny becomes more and more obvious, I think this is a very important first step in people realizing the solution is the states declaring their inherent sovereignty.
Absolutely. We need to impress upon Congress the importance of restoring the balance of power. Congress has relinquished to the executive branch of our country far too much power, and they can take it back if they're willing to stand up and show the courage to re-implement and to rededicate ourselves to the constitutional provisions which were designed to keep us from falling into a tyranny.
What do the other state reps in Oregon say? Because I've been asking all the state reps that have been on this. Some say everybody's waking up. Others say some are waking up. Others say hardly anybody is realizing it. I mean, you go to them and say, did you know they've signed directives that the federal Congress is ceremonial? Do you know they're building FEMA camps? Do you know they're federalizing the Guard? Do you know the Army's saying NORTHCOM is going to put troops in every city? Do you understand that we're going into a classical tyranny? So first off, do you say that to them? And B, what do they say when you try to warn them?
Actually, I don't go into that kind of detail. It is not so widely known. I mean, I read a lot and I try and understand it, but it is not clearly understood how serious the problem is. There's not a sense of emergency. I mean, some are asking, some make things happen, some watch things happen, and some say, what happened? And that's where we're at right now. Most people are still not even seeing the sense of urgency that we should all be feeling.
Well, that's the good news, though, is that it was a minority. 2% started the war, 5% won the war. The rest sat on the bench in 1776 through 1784, 85. And so it doesn't take a majority to win. Most people are on the fence. They're in the bleachers. They don't know which end is up. They're in la-la land. You've got the bad guys on one team and the good guys on another. There are more good guys than there are bad guys. We just have to get into positions of power at the county, city, state, and federal level, and we have to spread the word about what's really happening so that as this system unfolds, people will then understand what's happened.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's about educating the people to the situation in which they find themselves, because you're not going to get it from the media. And you don't get it from the normal channels of information. It's got to come for the internet and from individuals that are willing to get together and take the commitment, make the commitment that they're going to be a part of a solution before it becomes too late.
And to do that, people have to face the full severity. They have to realize this isn't just some boss hog, corrupt federal government with some pork barrel. They are hiring the preachers covertly to tell their flocks to hand in their guns and go to FEMA camps, now declassified on record. They've hired 50,000 InfraGuard corporate executives with shoot-to-kill orders. They are federalizing, putting federal surveillance cameras up everywhere. I mean, a nightmare control grid is going into place so the foreign banks can loot this nation. And the people need to understand that we are being treated like a third-world country. We are being imploded right now.
And that's true. We are. We can become a third world country if we're not careful.
Well, what can we do to help get this bill passed or to put pressure on the Oregon legislature, to give them a crash course in education? I mean, if it's in session right now, people could print up the news articles about the FEMA camps, PD 51, about Bush was trying to set up a dictatorship, Obama's continuing it, the White House memos about banning free speech. I mean, can't listeners, go physically to the Capitol and try to have meetings with their state reps? I mean, isn't that even better than phone calls?
Absolutely. When people actually show up, it makes a big difference. I mean, that's, you have the teachers show up when they have work in service days. You have advocates for different programs. They come, but the common person rarely really shows up here because they're working, trying to make a living, trying to make ends meet. But it does help.
I've talked to so many successful people in business and art and life, and they say just showing up is half the battle. The American people need to just show up, don't they?
It's the first step of leadership is to be there, to have your voice heard.
Absolutely, folks. You're not going to save the world by yourselves, but showing up is half the battle. Specifically,
there is something that could be done else also, and that is to send emails. I mean, that does help to have pressure be felt. I have a series of newsletters that I send out, and there's one of them actually has the list of all the emails for the senators, the governor, and the representatives in the state of Oregon, and that's at dennisrichardson.org, and just click on emails. Our newsletters, and go to the February 13th edition.
Absolutely. DennisRichardson.org. We have that up on screen right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. In the minute and a half we have left, sir, any other points you'd like to add?
Only that if we want to maintain our nation, we cannot continue to just sit and, sit on our hands and watch what's going on and say, wow, this is amazing. I mean, who's going to pay back this $1.2 trillion? Who's going to ask the hard questions? We must not let those that are in power go unchallenged. I mean, grassroots is important. We must hold to the fire the feet of those who we've elected to step forward, to speak for the Constitution, to reinstate the principles that rarely are considered in legislation either at the state or the federal level any longer.
Well, whoever's got you representing them in Oregon is certainly blessed, Representative Dennis Richards, DennisRichards.org. What area do you represent there in Oregon?
Southern Oregon, between Medford and Grants Pass. It's kind of a rural district, but I represent all of Oregon because Oregon is a great state. It just has leadership that have lost mm-hmm. their vision.
Well, I've been to your area. It is gorgeous.
Yes, so. Mm-hmm. And let me say, it's Dennis Richards' son, so that people could find it. It's S-O-N at the end.
That's right. Richards' son, excuse me. Dennis Richards' son, richardsson.org. Representative Dennis Richards' son, thank you so much. And as this develops, I'd like to get back in touch with you and get an update. Godspeed.
That's great. And keep up the great work.
You bet. Representative Dennis Richards' son. All right. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break. But be sure, if you live in Oregon or anywhere in the country, to support Representative Dennis Richards' son at DennisRichardsSon.org.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You know, a point I don't make enough on air that I think about constantly is the United States is 4% of the world's population. But we had more than half the world's wealth. Now most of that's been stolen. Why? A small amount of the land geographically in the world, a small amount of people. And we weren't perfect, but we did follow biblical systems that cut back on corruption, that allowed free market to flourish, and we were the apple of the world's eye. So the globalists came here, took over the nation, set up shop, used the United States to set up their world government. Now they're done with us. They're going to make us just one more bankrupt third world country. South Africa's got roughly twice the resources we have in every level. but they're in total squalor and it's all falling apart. Mexico has three times the natural resources on every level. Timber, oil, fertile land, you know, volcanic soil, copper, everything. Smart people. But the elite keep everybody on the plantations, keep them in poverty as a tool of control. This is done over and over and over again throughout society. The elites don't want a free market. They don't want you doing well. They don't want you independent. They don't want you to have a family. How many government documents, Department of Education have I read, and the textbooks they give their social workers that the family's bad and arcane and primitive and must be broken down, must be destroyed for the new mega wonder state to rise? So the people owe their allegiance to the state, and then the state's controlled by these eugenicists who want to use the state to reduce our numbers, one-child policy, control us. You know, there was an article in the New York Times today about Obama. During a press conference last week, they said, "Are you a socialist?" And he said, "I'm not going to answer that." That's, you know. And then he kind of freaked out afterwards and called the New York Times and called some other papers and said, "Listen, I want to answer that. I was kind of taken back and didn't answer it because it was so ridiculous. I'm not a socialist." And in truth, he's not. You know, in the classical sense, taking tens of trillions, it's tens of trillions of dollars, and if you gave it to the people and stole it from the middle class and the rich, that would be socialism. But really, it's the ultra-rich, as they always do, robbing the middle class and telling the poor the middle class is the elite. The elite always use the poor as their weapon, pressure from above and pressure from below, to consolidate, to destroy the middle class, to destroy independent wealth. And then they turn the middle class into a giant underclass and continue playing the poor, uneducated, ignorant underclass against what's left of the middle class. And it kills the goose that lays the golden egg and hurts the working class so they can't now rise into the middle class. But they don't know that because they're not educated on the way the world works in history. And so that's what's happening right now. Our society is being vertically integrated. It's being consolidated. The middle class is being destroyed. The engines of free market and upward mobility are being destroyed systematically by the elite so that they will have no bad sons to contend with. What's a bad son? It's the little trees that grow up under a bigger oak tree. And they go in and they cut down the bad sons so none of those grow up to be a mighty oak and rival the elite. It's survival of the fittest. Why does a grizzly bear male go and smell the cubs, the pups, that a mother bear has had? Polar bears do this too. It'll go and smell, and when it smells the male, it will kill it. Because he knows that's going to be competition against his dominance later. Male grizzly bears will even kill their own sons. Some species of whale will try to kill other baby whales. Polar bears do it. Wolves will go in and kill other babies. Lions do it. Tigers do it. This is done over and over and over and over again. That's what the elite are doing. They are engaged in predatory actions. Their own documents admit that they're putting leadership males, males that show leadership qualities of interrupting, fighting, speaking up, always raising their hand. That is leadership model. They want to drug them. They want to burn their brains out. They want to say that that's bad. And it isn't just people saying, oh, they want to target the males. It's in their documents. We've had former head of policy, Department of Education on. We've had top people winning all these awards for education, like John Taylor Gatto on. This is in the government documents. We sell The Deliberate Dumbing Down by Charlotte Iserby, the size of a phone book, the size of an Austin phone book. It's not a Dallas phone book. A Dallas phone book's that big. The Austin phone book's that big. It's that thick, full of government documents. Every time I mention on air, you know, the government's own documents say they want to dumb people down to break up the family. People don't believe me. So we have guests on and we post on the forum hundreds of government documents and quotes where they want to do this. This is predatory. This is evil. This is wrong. And we have to face the horror they want to break up the family. We have to face the horror they want to inoculate us with HIV and cancer virus filled vaccines. We have to face the horror and face the reality that we have a predator, psychopathic New World Order group in control who love to brag and love to show off about what they're going to do to us through the popular culture and the media. It is their religion. It is their modus operandi. It is their thought pattern. It is their signature. It is their way. We're going to come back here and talk to Greg Pound about the kidnapping of the children for not taking vaccines. Don't forget, the Obama deception is on sale now, and it comes out at PrisonPlanet.tv this Sunday at 6 p.m. Order the DVD at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The next stop that we make will be England. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too.
All right, Greg Pound does great work at freeourkids.com and freeourchildren.com, and he calls up every week talking to the producer, and he told me today, and everything he's always told me has turned out to be documented, that he wanted to come on about CPS grabbing people's children for not being vaccinated. And I've seen mainstream articles about that, and I wanted to talk about that. I was ready for that, and then he said, no, I've got guest on from the Tony Alamo or Alamo Ministries, and I'm familiar with how they've been persecuted, and I studied the case. Because listeners have sent me the news clips and articles for about a year. I've been researching and even thought about getting Tony Alamo on. It's been quite a witch hunt against this guy because people don't like politically what he's covering and what he's doing. But I'm a little bit off kilter here because he's got several people on the line with him, Angela Morales and others, so I'm just not up to date specifically with their cases. We're going to go to him in just one moment. Before we do that, I want to tell you about the sponsors that make this radio show possible. And one of them is MySolarBackup.com from the great folks at Solution from Science. It's an 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1,800 power plant and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun, folks, yet, so make your move now. Great unit, very well priced. MySolarBackup.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Another fine sponsor is SurvivalistSeeds.com. One word, SurvivalistSeeds.com. Now you can grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the New World Order. Our sponsor, Survivalist Seeds, has now drastically reduced their price on heirloom seeds at SurvivalistSeeds.com. They now sell 6,000 rare heirloom seeds from 20 varieties for only $108. Great deal. Huge pack. There's also a real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people interested in growing their own food supply, and it's the growing season just now starting, need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their victory gardens this spring. Freedom starts with action. SurvivalistSeeds.com is how you survive the world economic collapse. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Also, we talked to him earlier in the show, the great folks at Ecola Blue, EcolaBlue.com, atmospheric water generator for your home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, ultimate water from the humidity in the air, machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day, that's just one of their small machines, they have bigger ones, great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, neutral pH, EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, they're running a special today, $100 off for our listeners. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Now, Greg, there's always so much going on because you had your children kidnapped. And I got the mainstream articles. The lady that did it lost her CPS license because she admittedly falsified evidence. They don't care. You don't get your children back. Now your wife had another baby. She's in hiding, so they can't get the baby. I haven't seen the baby in a few years. Just recapping for listeners, you had told my producer you were coming on about him kidnapping children for not being vaccinated. Is that specifically what we're talking about right now?
Well, the thing is this AlamoMinistries.com is basically, they do their studying, and we know as parents that these immunizations aren't the best things for our children.
Okay, specifically, so, then I hadn't found out which group this was. I remember reading that they were going after him for not immunizing when there's no rules. No, they tried to take Charlie Sheen's children. That was in the L.A. Times because he doesn't vaccinate. So, yes, we know this is going on. Specifically, though, people can say whatever they want about Tony Alamo and his ministries. I have looked at the case after case. They put him in prison for tax evasion, made up. They're always sending SWAT teams in trying to tell, get people to say that bad things have happened to him, more lies. So I can vouch for that. But what else is going on?
Well, the thing is now they've got a pickup order for 120 little children. They've taken 37 children. Now, what they did is they put a gag order on the whole church that if they speak about this to the news, they're going to end up in jail. Now, can you imagine such a thing that they can come in and tell, if you look how big this ministry is, it's a huge ministry, and telling the people that if you talk to the news, you're going to be put in jail.
Okay, though, with this case, they're claiming they haven't vaccinated, and that's one of their reasons to go after them.
Well, the whole situation there is basically they trump up their lies like they do with everybody else. But I believe they're moving to a larger scale now. They're coming in and they're taking Christian children out of Christian homes, out of Christian schools, and they're doing it at a large scale now. They've tried it before.
No. I get the reports, and the tattletale neighbors see children playing in the backyard at lunchtime on recess. They think it's illegal to have your children at home, and then they call the police on you. It's just absolutely incredible to have this going on. Specifically, though, recap for folks that don't know about how they've been, going after these communities and trying to grab their children.
Well, it's just like the situation with what they've done to me. I mean, here I was running for sheriff for the Republican Party here, and that Republican Party ended up in jail, and we just had the hearing this past Thursday on the 5th. The jury, if it wasn't for the jury between the judge and the state attorney's office, they wanted me in jail. The people stood up. One of the ladies said, listen, this is totally, this is unbelievable. I mean, right in the middle of the hearing.
That's right. You were an official candidate. It was in the news. You went there and they said, you're not allowed to be here as a candidate. Arrest him. And they were trying to charge you with trespassing. They did. And they tried to put you in prison for it, but the jury found you not guilty.
Exactly. That's why we parents want our right to a trial by jury. DCF and Department of Children and Family will not give parents a right to a trial by jury. they come up with all these lies and false allegations, and when other people hear it, it's just totally insane.
Well, I mean, and I've seen the cases with the Alamo case. Wasn't it that some parents spanked lightly one of their children, and that's why they're grabbing hundreds of people's children? I mean, let's talk about some of the things that have happened in this case.
Angela?
Yes. Well, one of the things is they did say that they had spanked their children. It was parents, you know, spanking their children. Nothing.
But there's no law against that. There's no law, but they still take children because it's not real courts.
Right, but then they took children that had no accusations of being spanked whatsoever, but they took them, they said, because it was medical neglect, because they didn't have their shots, and educational neglect, because although the children had been going to private school with the ABECA curriculum, and the children, when they tested them, they gave them when the DHS came and took them, they gave the children the PACE test, and all the children ranked either good to superior. A lot of the children ranked superior. But
let's understand this. The CPS was set up 90 years ago in the U.S., outside courts, they're not real courts, to carry out eugenics and forced sterilization. That's in my film Endgame. It's on record. The news reels from the 20s and 30s saying how great eugenics is. These aren't real courts. And I remember seeing some of the newscasts and other articles where they said they were taking the children for not having vaccines when there's no law. You've got to take these deadly things.
Exactly.
Well, please continue.
Alex, this is what I was going to say. When an animal's dead and a bird of prey comes upon it, the way they tell whether that carcass is dead or not is they pick at its eye. Whatever it is, it'll pick at the eye. And the Bible says the eye of a people is their children. And if America will allow them to come in and steal our children and start picking our children to pieces, that means this nation is internally dead.
That's right. They're mad that they couldn't abort all the children, so they're going to wreck them. And it's in their own, again, their own Department of Education. They want to wreck the family. Over 67% of the children in CPS clutches are on psychotropic drugs, folks.
Yeah.
And then they testify in the state legislature in Texas that the children have bad gene pools and have to be put on drugs. Go ahead.
Well, so what Alex, I want to thank you for being there, because every time I've called, you have opened this your program up in order for us to cry out as parents. I mean, I haven't seen my kids now for over a year. This has gone on for 4 years. For 3 years, we could only see them 1 hour a month. And if people were to go to the Alamo Ministries.com and look at, they put on their website the stipulations when they go to visit their kids, what they can and can't say. They can't whisper to their children. They can't. And this is what they're doing. They're isolating the parents from the children. And if they destroy our families, we have no nation.
And there's no due process. There's no nothing. And they're clearly targeting Christians everywhere. Particularly, this is persecution. Continue with what's happened with the children that go to this church.
Well, I can put on Alice Ondrasek. She was actually here when they came and they raided. And they took her sister and five other children in the first time. And matter of fact, the judge bumped her from being able to visit her sister and her brother who were taken. And he said the only way she can visit again is if she puts in a motion to where she's put under a gag order, because they're obviously so worried about what she has to say about how they're torturing and how her brother and sister don't want to be there and they want to come home. But I'm going to put her on because she can, of course, tell it better than I can.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, the day of the raid was September 20th in 2008, and the kids were outside playing. It was a beautiful day. We have miniature ponies, and they were outside riding the ponies and playing with the little Cocker Spaniel dog, and some of the girls were doing some, putting together some literature, gospel literature, in another section of the school and mission, and I was upstairs in the office answering the phones. And all of a sudden, all these people, like hundreds of FBI, BATF, the state police, came swarming up our street. And they jumped over the fence. They were banging on the fence outside, and but they freaked the people out outside. They were saying, "Open the gate! Open the gate! Let us come in!" And one of the girls that was out there ran back to the adults and said, "Somebody's trying to break in. We don't know what's going on. Help us!" You know. And so then, when they jumped over the fence and got into the backyard, Instead of coming in the front door, which was totally unlocked, they came over to a sliding glass window. There's a sunroom, and it has sliding glass doors, and that's where I was. And then I saw them, and they were dressed in black from head to toe, and I didn't know who they were, and they had this huge machine. And the first thing I thought was maybe it was a Terminix company or something coming to, you know, come and terminate the termites or something, because this huge machine they had. And then I looked over, and I saw FBI on their arm, and I realized it was a huge machine gun they had. And then I could hear them saying, they couldn't see me because the windows were tinted, but I could hear them saying, this is the easiest way, they said, to get in. Come on, we got to take down this door. And so at that point, I freaked out because the only thing I know about these people is I know what they did to the people in Waco. They killed them mercilessly. They had no trial. They had no right to, they couldn't call the media. They couldn't call anybody. So I was terrified, and I jumped up, and I ran down to where the other girls were in the other part of the school in Mission, where they were putting the gospel literature together. And I told them, we have to get out of here now. Hurry. You know, there's somebody breaking in. The FBI is here. They have machine guns. We've got to get out now.
Yeah, they could surround things and burn it down again. Yeah, they love that.
Exactly. There was helicopters flying overhead, two or three at least. They came so low. They had snipers. They had their medics there with all their riot gear. They had the bulletproof vests. They had, they were just dressed to the hilt for this combat against three women and six children. That's who they had.
Okay, and then now they've said not vaccinating is the big crime, but you can't get a jury, you can't get a real court because it's a eugenics court.
Exactly. And so then we tried to get out a back gate on the property, and when we opened the gate, somebody was already there. Of course, they already had us surrounded, and they told us to go back in, that it was just a police safety check. And they told us we had to go back inside the house or the school in Mission. And so we went back inside, and I had a cell phone, but it was dead. And I was trying to call somebody to tell them, please help us. You know, we're stuck over here. We don't know what's going on. We're surrounded. They have these guns. And, you know, for all we knew, we were going to be killed any minute. And so then as we were going back up to the main part of the school in Mission or the office, three FBI agents came down there, and they had their laser lights pointed at our hearts. It was me and three other girls.
Well, they feed off that terror.
Like, ranging from like 16 to 17.
Yeah, they feed off the power. Anyways,
yes,
go ahead.
Exactly. And we had no idea. I thought they were going to shoot us.
So they were pointing them at, they were pointing the guns at, ma'am. They were pointing it at children's. At children?
And then they told us, you know, put your hands in the air, stop where you are, don't, you know, everyone stand still. And so we froze there, and we're like, can we turn on the light? Because we had some of the windows open, so there was sunlight, but the actual light wasn't on. And they're like, no, stay where you are. And then they come down there with their guns still pointed at us, and they told us to come over. And I said, why do you have to point those guns at us? You know, we're just girls. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? We don't have any weapons. And they said, you don't have any weapons? And we said, no, we don't have any weapons. I've never even seen a gun before except for the one you're pointing at me. And so he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm sorry, miss, but we just have to do this, you know, because we got to check for papers and evidence of stuff we've had.
Did they point the guns, ma'am? Ma'am, put her on hold. Put her on hold. We're gonna have to put her on hold. Greg Pound calls up every week, and he's got new stories, new information to cover. I didn't know that this was the subject today. There's no way to do it in just 20 minutes. So I'm going to have these ladies and Greg Pound up later in the week or next week to do a full hour or perhaps longer with them on this, because I would have pulled up all my news articles about this because I'm aware of this case and would have been able to cover it. He specifically was going to come on dealing, he said, with vaccinations. And that's the big issue here, is that all of this tyranny is wrong, all of this tyranny is bad. But specifically, I remember in this case, there's so many, when he brought it up, I do remember that they're bringing up no vaccinations. Well, that's not a law. But I remember 6 months ago when the California court said parents aren't the parents, the state owns the children, and that we say you will not be homeschooled, banning homeschooling. Now, that got overturned. But that shows the attitude and the mindset, and they pick out these religious groups they think they can demonize with the public to set the precedent to be able to do all of this. So what I'm going to do is at a later date and show, I'm going to get Angela and others back on when I can fully talk to them beforehand about their story and cover it properly. Greg, you know, a lot of times when you call us, it's such short notice. We need to really, you know, make sure that next time you come on, I specifically know everything we're going to be covering. But give us the Alamo Ministries site again and recap anything else you want to cover.
Well, it's alamoministries.com. And if you just go there and study this ministry, it's hard to believe that they can take 37 children out of there and then have a pickup order for 120 more. But they're doing the same thing in the state of Florida. And that website, freeourkids.com, it's been eliminated. So now I've got one other website, rescuemykids.com, Alex. It's rescuemykids.com where people can watch and see what's going on in Pinellas County where they starved Terry Schiavo to death. So what happens is we've got now a system where they're coming in and stealing our kids. And if we don't, somehow we're going to have to hold these people accountable for what they're doing. I mean, this is totally out of control.
All right, stay there. I'm going to come back and plug your new websites again. I didn't realize that Free Our Kids had been, yeah, now I'm on the site. It says it's going to be auctioned at GoDaddy. So I guess you lost that site. That's too bad to hear that because your sites were massive and had so much evidence of abuse of children. By the way, even according to Time and Newsweek, you're 5 times more likely as a child to be abused in government custody than any other place. Take the Texas Youth Commission, literal rape rooms. They want your children.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
I'm your masters of war. Stalin, Hitler, Mao, they all go after the children.
Build a big gun.
The state always tries to take over the future.
Build a
Angela
place.
And others, what I'm going to do is, Greg, bringing you up, what I need to do is get like an hour and a half with you and Pastor Tony Alamo of Alamo Ministries on. I've been meaning to cover this. There's just so many cases of them grabbing children and harassing churches, and it's been proven that they've made almost everything up, and now they're saying they're taking the children over vaccines. I want to do justice to this instead of it just being all over the map. So, I would guess you've talked to Pastor Alamo.
Alex, the church is like a sleeping giant. And if the church doesn't wake up in America, I mean, if you could tap into the church and get the church woken up, I mean, this battle will be
over. No, I understand that. We don't have a lot of time left. I'm saying, can we set up a longer interview with you guys?
Yeah, that'll work. That's sure.
But I want to make sure we coordinate that, because, Greg, I know you're really busy. Sometimes I set you up for the show and you're not there when we call because you're so immersed in all of this with them snatching children all around you in Florida. And then this isn't even people in churches. This is just regular homeschooling, middle-class families that they're targeting. And ladies, I want to have you both back up, but I need to specifically study the angle of the case that you're involved in, and specifically, what is the gag order on?
From the talking about the case to anybody and explaining to anybody how the kids don't want to be there, and about how the kids are so sick from the shots that they've been giving them, they don't want us talking about the case.
Can you imagine that, Alex? You can't even talk about a case where they come in and steal 37 kids and they've got a pickup order for 120 more kids?
Well, look, Pastor Alamo, Alamo, they pronounce it both ways. He's not in their custody right now, is he?
Yes, he is.
Okay, we can't talk
to
him.
He's being held without bond, even though he has not been to trial, and even though he's innocent, they're still holding him.
Okay, I need to research the latest updates on the case then. Greg, who do you recommend, or ladies, who do you recommend I have on the show so we can just go through this in a chronological order?
You say, you know, we have lots of people. We have other people who, another one, Tamela Reed, also was stopped from being able to visit her sisters and brother because they don't, unless they can put a specific gag order on her, they don't want her to be able to go. They don't want anybody to take any pictures. They don't want anybody who has contact with them who can tell people what's really going on.
Well, we're going to wade into this and cover it because it's just, you know, you guys, I've looked at it. There's no evidence of anything wrong with that Mormon splinter group. It was a little weird, but later it came out the media had exaggerated it all, violated, the legislature got involved. They had to release the hundreds of children and women. This group, from looking at it, is way more mainstream than even that group. And clearly,
exactly,
if we can get national attention on this, they need to release these children and have due process. And that happened in Texas. It came out that it wasn't due process, that it wasn't real courts, that they violated everything. So this needs to happen here, because they're setting the precedent with you guys, and it's very, very scary. So we'll put up your website on screen again. RescueMyKids.com, that is the new site, Greg?
Right, that's it.
Okay, well, let's do this. We've got to coordinate this, and sometime later in the week or next week, maybe we should have some of the other leaders of the church on. I think it's always, are there any other leaders of the church we can have on?
Yeah, we'll go through them, and we'll pick out the best ones, and we'll get with Rob.
We'll coordinate all this, Greg Pound, and ladies, God bless you. Just more of the carnage we document here. I covered a lot of key news in the first hour. I did a review of the Watchmen and that Illuminati propaganda. We had a state rep on, covered a lot of other key news. Rebroadcast starts now, one place, Infowars.com, on the audio streams, and then re-airs on stations around the country. If you're listening on AM or FM, please spread the word about that fine affiliate and how folks can tune in. And don't forget, the Obama Deception is on sale right now on DVD at Infowars.com, or you can watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up this Saturday, 6 p.m. We'll be back in 70 seconds at Infowars.com. God bless you all. Great job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com.
Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.